on.
Good Lord, am I ready?
Getting ready to record.
Oh, we've got tons of space. All right, and then we'll do some music.
There's nothing in our games or anything that I need for headphones for, correct?
No,
good.
Wow. Dane Cook was in the video for All Star by Smash Mouth.
Of course he was.
I just have to skip to the song.
Dane Cook was in a tragic car accident.
Did you know Dane Cook's going to be in American Gods?
No. I heard that.
He is.
Really?
Maybe he's going to get smashed with that guy who likes to smash things with a hammer. That would be kind of awesome.
Maybe he's trying to come back, resurgence. He was huge for a little while.
Dane Cook, leftovers, reheated. Dane Cook, leftovers, reheated.
Am I one of the few
people in the oven as opposed to microwave? Yeah. Backslash.
I always get confused between him and Ryan Reynolds in my head.
I can swear I'm like,
who is in what?
I was Ryan Reynolds is a successful
date. No, that's crazy. Welcome, everybody.
Yay!
You just heard All-Star because we have an All-Star show.
Yeah. All-Star.
Fuck yeah. So All-Star, three of us.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've also got Ian.
Hello.
And Alec.
Yeah, All-Star Alec.
For the first time in a long time. There were like weirdly thrusting babes in this video. And this guy's riding the fat guy from Smash Mouth. I almost just called them All-Star.
The fat
guy from the All-Stars?
Yeah, absolutely.
He was like riding a motorcycle tricycle with babes.
A tricycle?
Like what do you call those rockabilly type babes? You know, where they look like they're in the B-52s.
With slick
like
back hair.
Like the big hair.
Big hair, polka dots, dresses.
You could see them at the swing dance, the big band boogie balls.
Right.
We know one guy who looks like this in regular life.
His name is Pete. You're an all-star!
I was trying to do a B-52s.
I don't actually know that guy in real life.
Yeah, but you know exactly who he is.
I do. Fred, I always think Fred Phelps, and then I think Fred Armisen, and I'm like, no, he's not, he's somewhere in between those two.
Fred Armisen's a delight.
Just say Fred from the B-52s, and people will know.
There's one guy we know who dressed rockabilly, and his name's also Pete. And then I went to this concert, the Reverend Horton Heat, and everyone looked like Pete.
He played once every third Thursday in Fort Collins, I feel. Like that guy you were always about to see. Or just saw Reverend Horton Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Was he from Colorado? Is that why he was here all the fucking time?
I don't know. He's still here.
Was he from here?
Up in Fort Collins not too long ago, and he had a show up at the Aggie.
That doesn't surprise me. He's still alive.
See, I don't know if he's from here, though.
This is an Inside Colorado show?
Because there's also this guy. Do you guys know who Tech Nine is?
Yes.
Yes.
He's not from here, I don't think.
But he plays a shit ton here?
But he plays here all the time. He makes like the really... Okay, he's from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Tech Nine, which I know is spelled crazy. It's like Tech N number 9.
Yes, Tech Nine.
He plays all the smallest places all the time. Pete's, yeah, he's from
Pete's apartment on
Kansas
Friday.
City. Because Poonmaster Flex was like, oh yeah, he plays in Kansas City all the time. And I was like, maybe he just plays shitty little places.
Maybe.
And he's just like, whatever, that's what I do. Yeah. He's an American rapper.
Is that what Wikipedia is telling you?
Yes.
Pete just knows his heart.
What's his real name?
Tech 10.
Aaron Dantes Yates. Probably Aaron, but I added a little Stankonia.
Stankonia onto that.
As I learned from my friends in Outkast.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot to get to in this show.
This is a big show.
Mm-hmm. We're tackling the important issues
in this
show.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then I have two games.
That's right.
So I think maybe what we should do is play one game.
Okay.
And then do the issues and then come back and finish up with the other game.
Does that sound good?
Sounds sexy.
So you guys are both familiar with the Roseanne game.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with losing.
Mm-hmm. And
you did lose to me, didn't you?
I have lost a lot.
So this is basically the...
it's basically the Roseanne game, but...
The Roseanne game, but with the television show... Now, we'll see if anyone listening can guess from the theme song. I highly doubt it. Ian, do you have any fucking idea what this show is?
No.
I'll play it again.
Okay.
Alec didn't have any headphones. I'm going to play it again.
You told him he wouldn't need headphones. Oh, is it Dharma and Greg?
It is Dharma and Greg.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you know that?
I was listening to an episode of The Flop House where they're talking about Dharma and Greg, so it just popped into my head somehow. I was like, oh, right.
We do not mention other shows on this show.
You did a whole episode about how much you love The Flop House.
Yeah, so we don't have to do that anymore. That was the whole point.
My hot button issues were all from Tell 'Em Steve Dave, so I guess... not really. Yeah. They're actually from comic books. Spoiler alert.
That's so, okay. Okay. These are hot button.
Yeah, Dharma and Greg.
Dharma and Greg. So I, in the tradition of the Roseanne game, have selected five episodes with their descriptions. One of these is fake.
Does she do a kooky thing in all five descriptions?
Probably.
Yes.
Definitely. Probably.
Definitely probably.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read through all five. Show?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Is it?
Was it more than one? It is if it was more than one.
It's a few. It is a few.
I mean, because the answer should be it was no seasons. But
or like it was a pilot, and then you know, like, they kind of ran out of material.
One kooky, straight-laced guy meets one crazy gal. Can she get him to let her hair down?
This ran from 1997 until 2002.
Oh, my God.
For a total of five seasons.
What channel was it on?
This is like 24-episode seasons. 24-episode seasons.
Oh, isn't it five to get syndication?
Yeah.
I thought so. So no wonder.
They hit just enough to get to syndication.
That's awesome.
It was on ABC.
ABC, okay.
And the theme song was written and performed by composer Dennis C. Brown.
Wow.
Dennis Cunt Brown.
I love Dennis. Dennis is brown cunt.
I love that stank cut man.
Cunt man, that's what we called him.
So
he died.
Now that we know how many seasons there were.
Back to the rules.
I thought that was a good question.
Yeah.
I contend.
It's an important question. People want to know.
That's a hot button question.
No one wants to know.
I know we're supposed to do the hot button issues in the second half. But.
How many people, I wonder, know that show? Because I mean, I'm sure I saw an episode because I know of it,
right?
But I can tell you that I wouldn't remember anything, which is good for the game. But do some people not even know Dharma and Greg?
Like, I don't think I've seen a whole episode. I think I've seen parts of one in a hotel.
That's as it should be. You should have been on like a hooker or cocaine.
Yeah, it was just like it was in a I was in a hotel. I was in an Econo Lodge and just trying to figure out which channels worked, and sort of had sort of Dharma and Greg on.
Were you playing Russian roulette with yourself while you were in that hotel?
Well, I mean, really, it's not...
If it's Dharma and Greg, I live. Yeah. If it's Will and Grace, I die. And you turn on the TV and see what happens.
It turned out to be Friends, so I shot myself in the foot. Nice.
They should have had a crossover. You're right. Will and Grace meet Dharma and Greg.
Seemed like the same show.
They'd be like,
they both had like an ampersand, I think. Oh. Mm-hmm. And I always confuse them, because so Dharma and Greg are like a couple.
Right.
Yeah. Will and Grace is like, he's gay.
Right.
She's not.
And they're friends.
Gay.
Exactly. She's a fag. Can I say, is it hot button if I say fag hag? Can you say that
I think
in 2016?
That's still descriptive.
Well, you know what? We'll get to it.
I'm good to that. I'm taking
we'll
that
be
back.
Like, is he?
Okay. But you saw I hesitated.
You want it back.
Guys, this is the new improved,
the new,
I care about people's
improved
feelings, Alec.
Future father, Alec.
I haven't even said fag more than once on the show.
Isn't it
we're like
way more fun this way?
Future father, Alec.
I know.
Okay.
Future fucking father. Okay. So I'm going to read the five episodes. Mm-hmm. And then you will have to throw out one episode.
Okay.
Now, I've made a change to the rules of this game. Because in listening back, I was like, I had to read the fucking descriptions like 10 times.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I will read them once. You each have to throw out one
before
from that
you'll
first
re-read
reading.
Them.
Then I will read the remaining three.
I love it.
If we get that far.
All right.
This is great.
Fair?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Now, if one of us throws it out, we lose. The correct one, we lose.
Right.
And then if...
If
how
you're
do
left
win?
Holding the bag with the... So let's say there's two left.
Right.
Ian throws out the other true one. Then you would lose.
Right. Good.
So you either lose by throwing out the made-up one or by being left with that as the only remaining one.
Nice.
Got it.
Okay. Here we go. First, we have... Spring fever hits Klutzy Dharma, moving her to dance naked on the roof in full view of a newscast helicopter, carpet the apartment with live grass, and enter a ballroom dancing contest at the Montgomery's Posh Country Club. Reluctant Greg insists they should accept that they have no chance of winning and merely enjoy themselves, but Dharma confesses to her parents that for once in her life, she'd like to be competitive at all costs.
This is one episode.
Trouble is, the brunt of her aspirations is borne not by her competition, but by Greg.
So this is one episode.
That is
and
one episode.
Just to clarify before we keep going in, four of them are real. You only made up one of these.
Only one of these is made up. Awesome. I'd like to just reread the last sentence, if I may. Trouble is, the brunt of her aspirations is borne not by her competition, but by Greg.
He pushed her into
Ernest Hemingway.
I feel like I don't even need to watch this episode. Like everything that happens. Plus, is this like a 40-minute show?
That is
this like
a lot
an hour
of shit
long?
Going down.
I mean, this episode's a Frontline with less material.
You figure
in it.
Her being naked in front of a newscast would be the whole episode, but it sounds like that was before the second commercial.
I know
break.
It's like Dharma gets you
that's
know
like the cold open.
Dharma gets the spring fever in a thick. That's the show.
But instead, she comes downstairs after being naked, and then there's grass, and then she's dancing, and then she talks to her parents.
The writers didn't realize they could have broken this up and had 10 seasons instead of 5.
By the way, you come home. To your home, your share with your spouse or whatever.
She's kooky.
And she's covered the entire floor in live grass. How fucking pissed are you? Like,
well, I'm just assuming that she's had a fucking psychotic break. So I'm like, well, sweetheart, we got to go get you some meds.
I hope that wasn't expensive because your upcoming care is probably going to be pretty pricey.
It's like I walk into a David Lynch movie or something.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
fucked up. A little goblin comes out of somebody's vagina and it's all blue.
Also, I would like, as soon as I got, you know, her to help or whatever, probably step two would be calling whoever the fuck did that and being like, what were you thinking? Like, how, why?
They sodded your indoor.
Yeah. Be like, you come fix this immediately.
I'd sue them just to hear how they did it.
I will kill
to
your
be like,
family.
How did you do
you
this
come
so quickly?
This. You made a bad decision.
Oh, Dharma.
Okay. Two. A new path in life opens suddenly at the newlywed's feet when Donna, the express checkout girl at the local supermarket, reveals that she has been dumped by her boyfriend just as she's about to have his child.
Oh.
When Dharma brings her home for the night, Donna gets a bright idea. Why doesn't she give the baby to Dharma and Greg? Greg is dead against the idea, but ... You can guess the rest, except maybe the fact that the baby turns out to be black.
Wait. So you can guess the rest, except for the fact that the baby comes out black. Is the woman, do they guess they don't describe it in there, if she's black?
I assume she's not.
Right. Otherwise, father, would you be able to
that would
guess
be like
that?
Kind of not a surprise.
Wow. You know, I hope that you didn't make this one up because this would now be pretty problematic if like they were like, guys, there's a wrinkle. It's a black baby that they want us to adopt. Like they that want... shouldn't be the big issue.
Well, also, it's like you can guess the rest. And I'm like, well, actually, based on that ending, I'm like, okay, so she had the baby? At some course of the episode, she's given birth to this baby. I can only assume.
See, what I kind of guess happens in this episode is that Dharma really wants to adopt the baby. Then it turns out to be black, and she's like a little more hesitant.
She's like, fuck the
And Greg is like, well, wait a minute.
I think that Greg beats the girl, the baby, and his wife to death, and then he kills himself. I think it's a...
The baby's born, and there's a four-way.
I hope they're not fucking the baby. Is that what you're implying?
Well, I mean, you got to have something to compensate for the loose vagina of the recently, you know, delivering mother. So you've got a super tight vagina in the infant.
Can I tell you, there was one...
I think you're winning for controversial in this podcast so far.
Yeah.
There was one infant description that didn't make sense because, like, grammatically and stuff, it didn't work at all. But I really wanted to include it because I think what it was saying was that, like, Greg goes home for a holiday or something and... someone digs up an actual skeleton from the backyard.
Oh,
like
awesome.
An actual human, and they know who it belongs to.
And this wasn't your made-up one. This
no,
was
no. This was one that was on the list, so and I was like, I think this is what it's saying, but I'm not sure. And it's like, I tried to read it like 3 times
the
and grammar figure out
so
what
bad.
It was saying.
Where did you get the descriptions from?
These are from Wikipedia.
Somebody went... So on Wikipedia, they have a episode-by-episode of Dharma and
read
fucking
the
Greg.
Whole breakdown.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right, number three.
Yes.
Greg is a tyrant in the kitchen, insisting on preparing the perfect Thanksgiving. When Dharma gets fed up with Greg's exacting ways, she retreats to the bathroom where she finds a journal kept by Greg detailing his bathroom trips. Dharma throws the journal away, and Greg is unable to use the bathroom without it.
Oh, my God.
The bathroom journal.
His log blog.
His log log?
Yeah, his log blog.
His log log.
Well, log log's fine, but I like log blog. I guess it wouldn't be a blog, though. You're right. It'd be a stool tool. God damn it. We'll work on this.
Okay. We'll come back to it.
So we got grass.
Dear Diary.
He has a newsletter calling it the poop scoop.
The poop scoop's pretty good.
It's got a newsletter every November.
I like Dear Diarrhea.
Yeah. Also
I literally, I'm not to ruin the game, but to Sarah today, she was writing in her diary. I looked out the window because she was doing it outside, and I said, hey, Sarah, you should say Dear Diarrhea into your diary. So, you know, simpatico there.
Like open the window and yell it across the yard.
Yeah,
she's like, cool. I have important things to tell you.
Hey, it wasn't across the yard.
Okay.
Our window abuts the yard right there. But yeah, I just think it's great because today I said Dear Diarrhea. Okay. So wait, first one is vagina out and then grass on the field indoors.
Yes. Yeah.
Second one is a black baby.
Black baby.
Third one is log blog.
Yes.
Or
yeah, the poop
shit
log. Yeah.
Fit. Okay.
All right. Four. Dharma runs into an old boyfriend, Scott, whose endless high-flown tales of jet setting sound more and more like flights of fancy, who turns out to be working for the government as a spy. Meanwhile, Greg's hernia becomes a popular topic for discussion and forces several trips to the doctor.
Okay.
See, those things don't, like, they shouldn't go together. Again, these are two episodes smashed together.
This is what I like.
A plot and a B plot.
Yeah. I like when, like, one of my favorites from the Roseanne game, it was like this long plot, and then last sentence was just like, DJ feels neglected. Yeah. It was like, did that happen in the show, or we're just assuming?
We just like,
he wasn't really involved.
He hasn't had any screen time, so we assume he feels neglected.
Oh my God. This is great. Okay, so that one sounded boring, which could be, that's smart of you, because you could have put the most mundane one in there to make us think that that couldn't have possibly been you, because that's the least kooky so far.
It seems the most like a sitcom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, and five.
Five. Much to Greg's horror, Dharma tries to help Donald make a memorable evening of his first sexual experience. Meanwhile, Greg searches for memories from his childhood, but decides he would rather remain in the present. And Larry develops temporary powers of recollection.
So this has a lot more cast members.
I do
than the
love
other
all
ones.
Like the names. You know? Yeah, Larry, and it's temporary powers of recall.
Yes,
like.
Oh, so this must have been like a if this is a real one, it must be like a later season one.
When they were like, guys, it's getting a little stale. Dharma and Greg need like new the guy across the hall, Larry. Who's forgetful.
But it's amazing because they've packed like four plots into this show.
That's true.
This would
be
a good way.
Has their own thing.
This would be a good way to do one of those flashback shows that's all old. You just introduce a character at the beginning who has horrible dementia, but then he has sudden recall and is like tearfully remembering all the things that happened on the show.
My wife. But then at the end, he'd go back to dementia.
Yeah, and then so at the end, you're just wrapped
in the series finale. Yeah, nice he goes back to dementia, gets like wheeled into some facility, the doors close.
Jesus.
I always swore. Okay, so do you guys know? So like the way Roseanne ends is basically it's like Roseanne sitting at a thing writing the show Roseanne.
Yeah.
And then she says, like, well, what actually happened is Dan died way before that. And he, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Wait. She was saying in the show what actually happened, but it was still a fictional actual.
Yes.
Because there was never a real Dan.
Correct.
So what we were to get from that was that she was writing this show the whole time.
Yes.
But this was
why would you have that in the finale?
Also, this is like her sort of fantasy version where Dan was still alive. So I guess.
I will pull up the actual. Word. Okay, hold on. Roseanne. Final episode. Because it's pretty great. The point.
The Roseanne
I'm
music?
Trying to get to the Roseanne music so that way we can get to Peter's laugh.
Now, Roseanne ran for 9 seasons.
Yeah, it did.
Damn. Okay, I need the episodes list here.
You're right, it had that, like, yeah. And
then I know, we're waiting for Peter to do the laugh.
Oh. Guys, I'm super busy here.
That wasn't bad.
Okay, wasn't here bad. We go. This has a super long description, too. The last is called Into That Good Night.
Well, at least it's not pretentious.
I know. They kept it grounded at the end.
Yeah.
Down to earth like Roseanne.
Okay. Harris Connor Healy, Darlene and David's preemie daughter, finally arrives home, and Darlene decides to stay in the Connor nest for a while, and DJ begrudgingly gives up his room and heads for David's former space in the basement. When Mark and Becky come to visit Harris, it is revealed that they, too, are expecting. Mark wants to spread the news, but Becky opts to keep it quiet until things are going more smoothly with Harris. Darlene is apprehensive about overstaying their welcome, but when she questions her mother, Roseanne says she wants them to stay forever. Darlene would like that too, so she's relieved. Leon and his husband announced that they will be adopting a little girl, Nadia, who needs a family.
Did you just say Leon and his husband?
Uh-huh.
They had like gay adoption in Roseanne that early?
I believe this was the guy who worked at the diner.
Yeah.
They had a gay dude. Yeah. And then in part two, in the first half, the family talks about life after winning the lottery. That's what happens at the beginning of the last
season.
They
have them win the lottery?
Uh-huh.
Holy shit, because that's exactly what you watch Roseanne for.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
It's one of the two to destroy the show.
Yeah.
Then Roseanne reflects about her fictional life as a voiceover monologue reveals that the show itself has really been her writing. She says that while the book she was writing was based on her life, she changed what she didn't like. For instance, in reality, the Connors did not win the lottery. Dan died of a heart attack. Jackie, not Bev, was gay. And Mark and Darlene and Becky and David were the Connor-Healy couples. What in the final the moments, fuck? After looking over her book, she goes upstairs and sits on the couch. As the show fades to black, Phoebe Snow sings the theme song one last time, and Roseanne's trademark laugh is heard one last time.
Wow. So now, what the fuck is the point of being like, guys, let's reveal that this is really just a made-up story, but is super similar to another real story that we also made up?
I don't know.
So weirdly...
Like, somehow you have to end the TV show with a giant, fuck you, none of this really happened.
But they were like, none of it happened, almost. I mean, They said it was almost the same, except for they didn't win the lottery. That is the weirdest fucking,
also,
like...
Also, Dan is dead.
Yeah.
But didn't he die in the show?
No.
Oh, he didn't have
he
a heart attack.
He cheated on Roseanne in the show.
Okay.
Right.
But oh, Dan, with whom?
Well, I mean, he's John Goodman.
We don't need to get that.
Anybody he wants.
That's true.
Like,
That's true.
Knee deep in trim.
That's actually going to come up in our
Here's why I bring this up, though. If I ever was responsible for writing a sitcom, I would end it exactly like this with Roseanne and be like, this was her sequel to the Roseanne book.
And you should, no matter what it was about and
I
no matter
if,
what
like,
was
you wrote The Wire or something like that.
Yes.
This was the sequel.
And
to
you
Roseanne.
Still need to end it with her laugh.
Yes. Yeah.
And you should probably have the woman sing the theme song at the end too.
Or something like Game of Thrones.
Oh, doesn't matter
sequel
what
to
it is.
Do, 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 do. You have to do the laugh now, by the way.
Any show. It doesn't matter what the fuck it was. If it was like
Sopranos,
Tron,
it
the
fades
TV
to black.
Show.
Doctor Who.
And then you just hear
and then it's her typing on a typewriter and looking it over and be like, well, it wasn't really that way.
But it was almost the same. That's the
this
weirdest
character
thing.
Character died of a heart attack.
Turns out this character, Mike, was gay, not Tim.
Right.
Like, that's like, a revelation.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah, what is... And to make that on the last episode, the end of the last episode, that's the weirdest...
And just to sort of be like, well, I think I'm going to just undo a bunch of weird whatever.
Maybe it was the writers. Maybe this is them. They were unhappy with
They're
having
like,
them win
you.
The lottery. And they were always like, we wanted it to be the other one who's gay. So they just threw that in the end?
They just sort of put
and
their wish list.
And was she the writer in real life, is?
Yeah.
She did write the final part, too.
I mean, that makes sense. Like, they made the last episode the wish list of these are all the plot lines we wish
we
could have
a little,
done.
Yeah, we should have made them
dead
instead
done.
Of,
yeah. Yeah, like, we just, you
Dan's
know,
Dan's dead and everyone's
Dan's
gay
dead, so we couldn't get a risk. Yeah,
gay
so,
swaps.
Like, yeah. We had a much more central character of the show be gay rather than sort of a peripheral one.
The whole world woke up and everyone who was gay was straight and everyone who was straight was gay.
People were,
ooh, and straight people would be like now the minority. They'd be like, look at those straights. Look at that man and woman making out.
People wore shoes on their
heteros.
Hands.
Heteros. You heteros.
You
people.
Fucking heteros.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call them.
Okay.
Okay.
I forgot most
of the
description.
Shit, we went way too far.
Yeah. All right. So we have the first one was grass inside
grass
and
inside.
Nakedness.
Yep. Right.
The second one
black baby.
Was black baby.
Yeah.
The third one was...
Dear diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Like the poop log.
The fourth one was just somebody
the
getting powers of
boyfriend.
Recall and she wants to give somebody a good orgasm.
That was the last one.
That was the last one.
And then the fourth one was the old boyfriend who turns out to be a spy.
Right.
And Greg's hernia is a
Greg's, Greg's hernia boyfriend
multiple.
Spy.
He has to go to multiple doctor's appointments.
Yep.
All right, so which one of us has to...
you guys are going to have to rock, paper, scissors or something.
One, two, three, throw.
Okay, so one, two, three, throw.
One, two, three, throw.
Okay, right. Ian won.
So you go first.
Yes, so I have to throw it out first. Okay.
All right.
All right. I hope that you did not make up and you were just doing a really good curve by talking about how crazy it was because you're the one that made it up. I'm going to throw out the naked, being naked on the roof in the grass.
You are correct.
That's
that
a
is a real,
real
episode.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
That seemed fucking crazy.
Like, a lot going
on. I'd be impressed
there.
If you'd made that up, but all right, good.
All right.
I'm going to go with the last one as a real one. It just has too many characters.
Okay. You are also correct.
All right.
Ooh,
ding,
nice.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
That is correct.
All right. So,
we've got three
that,
left.
That leaves Black Baby, the boring one,
mm-hmm.
and
diarrhea.
Diarrhea log. Diarrhea madness.
We're just like poop shit diarrhea.
I am going to throw out poop shit diarrhea.
Incorrect.
God,
that
yes,
was the invented
it.
Episode. Ding, ding, ding.
Damn it.
Ian finally wins.
I thought that you made up the fake stupid sounding
oh,
one.
Oh my God. In 6 years of this show.
I mean, they all sounded fucking
I
stupid.
I have finally won a game.
God damn it.
I won
I'm
the
so
Dharma and
I let
Greg
you win
game.
Dharma and Greg.
I just want to take a little credit for a second because wouldn't that make a great episode of a sitcom?
What?
The wife finds the husband has been keeping like a poo journal and then she throws it out in spite and then he's holding a shit. The entire and it's like Thanksgiving, so he eats a whole bunch of food.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. But they're having like a barbecue and he's drinking beer and like eating all this pork and
so
stuff.
So it'd be like the wet shits and you're all sweating.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and he just comes back in looking more red and sweaty.
What was your B plot in that one?
There's no B plot.
Okay.
Well, they were doing a Thanksgiving.
Okay.
See, I tied into a holiday. That's how I cheated.
I really thought you got me because I was like, Peter either made up Black Baby, which is fucking insane. We need to talk about that. That was real. Or that you made up the boring one. You got me.
Well done.
There you go.
Poop log.
Boom.
Poop log.
Okay.
Well done, Ian.
Woo!
Good work. You finally did it. You did it.
I did it. I won. All right.
So now, controversial issues time.
Controversial issues time.
Now, we went to the listeners because I was like, I don't know what's controversial. But so we started with one that came from Alec.
Yeah.
Which is pretty simple. Batman
no,
versus
not.
Captain America.
First of all, this is the kind of attitude that makes this controversial because it's not simple. Because here's the problem, everyone. If everybody's like Batman versus Superman, that's fucking dumb.
Yeah,
Batman versus Superman is not a question. You're not a comic fan. You're an asshole. If you're like Batman versus Superman, be a cool fight. No, it wouldn't be, because if you did it right, Superman would fucking kill him, and they shouldn't be fighting anyway.
I mean, he moves faster than anything.
Yeah,
like it would be impossible to not.
There seems to always be a basic problem in every time Batman and Superman fight is that Superman shows up to wherever Batman is and gives a long speech.
Yes.
To let Batman set up whatever trap he happens to have.
And doesn't just use,
Doesn't be like, hey, he's clearly setting up a trap. I could like heat vision something.
He uses his heat vision from a mile away.
Or like fly slightly to the left.
Or level the place that he's in. Just like drop a mountain on top of it.
Have you guys seen the new Star Trek yet?
No.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
I won't spoil anything about it, but there was like one part where Poon Master Flex was like, why was everyone at this part monologuing? And I was like, you know, it does happen. And then I was thinking about Event Horizon,
right?
Where it's like, okay, Sam Neill becomes a crazy, crazed maniac.
He's got the greatest fake yell.
Where we're going, you won't need eyes. But then he takes a little time to explain exactly what has happened, and you're like, why would he explain anything?
Did you know Sam Neill is a knight?
Well,
like he's
after
the equivalent,
Event Horizon,
he's the equivalent of a knight in New Zealand. Like, they have their own little rank,
oh,
but he's like a knight.
Of course they do. Okay. Everyone in New Zealand is a fucking knight. All six of them.
We don't have
Frodo.
Any knights, unless you're an orc. Yeah.
So yeah, because he gave the same explanation of like space time folding and like teleporting that was in
Interstellar too.
Yeah, everyone's always like fold and then or the orange. What was the movie where they were talking about the bowl and the orange? Like a lot of movies have.
Was it Contact? Yeah. No.
Some other space.
But you guys know what
movie.
I'm talking about.
They always have to explain, how can we get across space? And they're just like, because we can't.
Because there's an orange in a bowl, and I fold a sheet of paper.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But at least in Event Horizon, they use porno.
Do they?
Yeah, because he like stabbed it through the porno mag, and the dude is like, come on, what the fuck?
He stabbed it
like right through his porno mag.
That was when Lawrence Fishburne was still Larry, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
Larry Fishburne.
We're assuming a future where distant space travel is possible and pornography is analog.
It's still
porn mag.
The technology for pornography had gone nowhere in Event Horizon.
Yeah. They were like, Jugs is still being published.
Larry Flint is in a full robot body at this point with a penis that destroys cities.
Hugh Hefner is sort of a sentient ball of energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hugh Hefner is actually the fifth face that they put on the what the fuck?
Mount Rushmore.
Thank you very much.
And he's a merman.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yes.
Right.
So Batman versus Captain America.
Okay. So
Batman versus Superman is dumb.
Yes.
Right.
We don't need to talk about that because for all the only argument I think for Batman versus Superman is because people like Batman better.
Popularity.
And so they
makes
try and
you
make up a thing.
Yep.
It's like how Wolverine won every fight in the 90s. Because everyone liked Wolverine.
Right.
Even though he could be fighting a character who you're like, I mean, he's like 10 times stronger and has a better healing factor.
It's like he can fight the Hulk somehow.
He
constantly
would
fight the Hulk.
Yeah, instead of Hulk ripping him apart and Superman just heat visioning Batman, they were like, nope, Wolverine and Batman, coolest ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Superman can kill Batman from space.
Yeah. I'm glad.
He doesn't even have but to also fight. The other part of it is just like fly up into space. Or
pick Batman up and throw him into space.
Yeah.
Just grab him real fast and chuck him.
Yeah.
Or just, and boom, he's dead.
Or go back in time and save his parents, and then bam, no Batman.
And then not bang that crazy unattractive Lois Lane from 1978.
Bite his dick off.
That's also true. Like laser Thomas winning
it's
the
like,
balls.
Fuck you, I'm an alien. We do it different.
I thought you were talking about biting Batman's dick off.
I
was like when he's blowing him?
No, Superman just bites his dick off as a sign of aggression.
I think that,
and like I can do anything I want to you.
Going back in time and lasering Thomas
like,
Wayne's
yeah,
balls.
Getting rid of Thomas Wayne,
no.
But you were like
I'm talking about he runs up to Batman and bites his dick off and is like
dominance.
What are you gonna do?
This is
I can do anything to you.
This is not sexual. This is violence.
Just spit out his dick and write an alpha. For its face.
Yeah.
Master Bruce. Good. I'm glad
he
we're on the same page.
He tears Alfred's ass off and puts it on Batman's head like a hat. And then is like, do you see?
I mean, I can do this
poor
all
Alfred.
Day.
The last thing you're going to see is a streak of color. That's me coming towards you. And you're going to see it through Alfred's actual asshole because I've put his butt on your face.
I thought it was wearing as a hat.
The last thing you
I'm
smell
glad you
as
clarified
you die
that
is your
like
butler's
front.
Asshole. Which is immaculately clean. Immaculate.
Like, well, I mean, you know, I'm thinking butts are big.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Alfred's butt doesn't look that big, though, so Superman's going to have to stretch that.
He's been working on it.
Yeah.
In the new Batman v Superman, I feel like Alfred would be like, maybe I should work on my butt.
The extended cut, like Jeremy Irons is like, I need to work on my butt.
My glutes.
I need to get a giant
Have
butt.
You guys heard my impression of Jeremy Irons as Alfred?
No,
but I look forward to it.
Why don't you have a baby?
It's so accurate.
Bruce, why can't you meet a nice woman and settle
Just
down?
Just settle down and have a baby. I want a baby. Thank you. That has been Alfred
for years.
That was pretty good.
Okay.
All right.
So Batman versus Captain America.
So Batman versus Captain America actually makes sense.
Because
nobody talks as a fight. Yes, as a good equal, this is what we should be talking about, fight.
Okay.
Because Batman
keep hitting the table.
I have a point. I have a
No, it's okay.
He's emphatic about it.
Keep going.
Listen, guys, I'm not even drunk. It's just it matters.
It's important.
It's a controversial issue because who would win a fight between Captain America and Batman?
I mean, part of it is you have to go with the era of Batman because, like, there's the eras of Batman where, like, the Joker can kind of knock him out by sneaking up behind
That's
him.
That's a fair point.
Then there's the ones, like, Peter has pointed out in his blog on Helpful Snowman at helpfulsnowman.com. Like when he had Batman fighting Spider-Man, where like Batman takes down three Martians by himself.
Yeah, this isn't Bat God. This is not undefeatable. That's a very good point. It's not Morrison and Beyond, where Batman can have a plan to take down everyone all the time. I planned to get Captain America. This is before he came out of the ice.
And
Batman.
He can't have the sort of super, like he can't have the money as superpower, like where he can build the stealth suit that Superman can't detect.
Exactly. With, like his mechanical,
he can buy fantasy objects.
So they're both naked.
He can have, Greco-Roman oiled sex style.
Right.
Does he have, I feel, okay.
He does get to have his utility belt, though. Absolutely.
I think that's a requirement.
Yes.
That's
part of Batman. If Cap gets his shield, Batman gets his goddamn utility belt. He gets his batarangs. He gets his smoke pellets.
Yeah.
He gets his taser. I don't know what the fuck
else. The grappling hook.
The grappling hook, absolutely.
Probably
he gets
some
the
kind of antidote for...
So it's not 1940 Batman where he's punching out bad guys and then he's just like, but it's also, you know, not 2010.
It's not like
Batman.
Early 2000 Batman where, he could beat up three Martians.
Right.
He could buy a space station.
You know what? It's where he fights Ra's al Ghul. It's 70s Batman. It's shirtless in the desert, fucking Talia and probably Catwoman, hopefully
perhaps
at the same time.
Nightfall era.
Sure.
Type of level. That seems like a similar.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. And then Captain America, not a werewolf.
Yes. No, it's not. It's
also not holding
wolf.
A helicopter back from taking off, I assume. I was like, okay, this is just in the movie because this guy's really ripped, right? And they're like, I ate a lot of fucking chicken, and I don't want to just do nothing.
I spent lots of weeks eating skinless chicken in little Tupperware.
So you need to see what
I need
I
to show the goods.
Yeah.
Right.
We need something to show the goods. And they're like, how about you hold back a helicopter?
You're right. Yes.
Also,
this is
like that helicopter should have broken rather than,
There's a lot of things that should have been different about that.
And we're also assuming this is Steve Rogers' Captain America, not like Winter Soldier Captain America.
Yeah, or fucking Sam
Wilson.
This
is Steve Rogers. This is original. Who did you say?
Sam Wilson.
Oh, no. Controversial again.
Yep.
Or John Walker, U.S. agent.
Yep.
Because I do have a strong feeling that Winter Soldier Captain America would probably mop the floor with
Batman. Well, he'd shoot him from afar. Probably.
Yeah.
Wait,
that's
but
also
now you're saying that Winter Soldier would beat Captain America.
I don't know.
You know, I don't subscribe to the if A can beat B,
then sort of transitive property.
Then
doesn't
yes, that's exactly
work.
Right. A can and yeah,
because like the Winter Soldier and Captain America had a relationship that wouldn't matter in fighting Batman.
Well, and some people just have are naturally going to be better against other people.
Right.
It's like Mega Man that we just played.
Sure,
like you can fight one guy with this
Metal Man beats Wood Man.
Yes, but
actually, it's the Atomic Fire. We learned that.
We
today.
Did learn that today.
Whatever.
So, but you anyway,
use your inferior weapon of choice.
So
that's
yes,
fine.
It is Captain America original. Steve Rogers, Super Soldier Serum intact. He's extra human, but he's not like. Superhuman.
Yeah.
You know, he's stronger than Batman, but Batman's been trained in like all these martial arts. You know, it's
he has been battle tested.
Yes.
He's gone through World War II and we're
absolutely.
Assuming are we assuming that he's just been unfrozen or he's like been with the Avengers for a few years?
We're gonna give him each 5 years.
Okay.
We're gonna say they're each 5 years into their, respective.
Okay. Yeah. I've made my decision.
And we're assuming
don't
that,
say it yet, because I gotta decide.
And we're kind of assuming that like they can't call on members of the Justice League.
Absolutely
or
not.
The Avengers
this
to
is
do that.
Captain America with his shield and his athletic prowess. Listed?
That's like cheating.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just setting parameters.
Can he have a gun?
Yeah. It's just Spectre. You can just be like, hey, Spectre.
There's no in these fights, this is something that I don't like, is like cheating the rules, right? Like saying like, well, if it was in the Batcave, because it's not in the Batcave.
Yeah.
Right. It's neutral. You're absolutely right, Peter.
Neutral
nobody
ground.
Has an advantage that you can try to find for them. You can just imagine in your head the most equal terrain for both of them. And you can imagine that they're both equally rested.
Right.
And they've both, that's why it's 5 years
both
for both.
They ate a good breakfast.
Yeah.
I kind of imagine
they just pooped. They've already both pooped, so they feel very comfortable.
I kind of imagine that it takes place in a city that is like Gotham, but not Gotham.
Sure.
Daytime Gotham.
That's what you want.
Daytime Gotham.
Okay.
So Chicago?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Chicago. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
All right.
They fight on
the train.
Because
why have the
there?
Grappling hook if there's no buildings to
get
grapple
onto?
Get
onto that brown line.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? 1, 2, 3 and say who wins? Or are we going to say it one at a time?
Well, we should probably do 1, 2, 3 and say who wins, and then we could... say why.
Okay. And then I'll be delighted. I'll be.
So
okay.
We'll go 1, 2, 3, go, right?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, Captain America.
Who'd you say?
I said Captain America.
You guys both said Captain America, and I said Batman.
I like
Batman.
How you tried to get it in fast, like, to make it the same.
That's great.
speed as Batman.
Why would Captain America win?
I think, okay, he survived World War II.
Right.
Alongside Namor and the Human Torch.
The original
so
Human Torch.
So I think
Torch,
he must
John
have
Hammond.
Some pretty intense
battle.
Fighting skills.
Yeah.
Even at the, you know, whatever weakened version.
He's battle-tested even more so than Batman.
I think so.
All right.
I gotta believe so.
He had 4 years of fighting in a war zone every single day.
I mean, if you want to say, if you want to dishonor our veterans, our right. boys overseas by saying, like, I mean, sure, yeah, D-Day, whatever, but, you know, Batman beats up hobos in an alley, so right. I think that, if that's
like
what
that
you want to say.
Now. I like that it goes from, fine. Like, Joker and, like, Two-Face to a hobo. It's like Mike who drinks.
Yeah, he's beating up pansy DAs. He's beating up clowns.
He's burning hobos.
He's beating up ladies dressed like cats.
Captain America's enemy has a red skull.
That's true.
That's insane. And he's a Nazi.
Or if you go by the movie continuity, the people who were too evil for the Nazis.
Yeah. They're like,
where you're like, hilarious. You guys, the Nazis were like, whoa, guys. You got a little far.
Wow, we don't want to kill everyone, just certain people.
Yeah. We're kind of trying to limit. We still want to have economic power.
Jesus Christ.
Not just the end of the world.
You guys are really, you've embarrassed us.
Who's that guy, though? It's still not my swarm.
Right.
The guy who's like a sentient swarm of Nazi bees or whatever.
Oh, is that not Will-O-The-Wisp? Is it Will-O-The-Wisp?
No. I think it's Swarm. It's a Spider-Man bad guy.
Damn.
See, I thought you were talking about
like,
the.
And he's bees surrounded by like a.
He has like a hoodie on or something.
See that?
Yeah,
they have that
Fritz von Meyer, a fictional supervillain. Okay.
So they stole that for Metal Gear Solid 3 for the Pain, where they have a guy who like controls bees and gets the bees to drop grenades on you.
Yeah. See this guy. Okay, he's Fritz von Meyer is a fictional supervillain appearing in comic books. The character has been depicted as a former Nazi sympathizer and has been mainly featured as an enemy of Spider-Man. His entire body is composed of bees surrounding his skeleton.
So what? That's a lot at once. That's like a lot of good ideas that they crammed into one character.
Yeah.
When I say good, I mean comic book good.
It's
not
so weird.
Good.
They're like crazy. Of like, what do? We make him bees. What are they attached to something? I guess his bones or something.
Oh, he was one of Adolf Hitler's top scientists, but he escaped after World War II and became a beekeeper in South America.
Okay.
He discovered a colony of mutated bees.
Thanks, Nicanor.
Right.
He tried to... Okay, wait, what? Intrigued by their intelligence and passive nature, von Meyer attempted to enslave the queen bee, but failed and the bees devoured him, leaving only his skeleton.
You know that bees will eat you if you unsuccessfully try to enslave them.
If you don't beat
bees
the queen, the queen
flesh.
Will beat you.
Yes. Yeah. In communist South America, right. Queen bee eats you.
Let's see. The unique qualities of the bees caused his consciousness to be absorbed into them, allowing von Meyer to manipulate the hive to do his will, although some of his skeletal remains are inside the swarm itself. His consciousness merged with the swarm to the extent that they become one being, calling himself / their self swarm. This is my favorite part. In the first of many fights, Spider-Man prevailed against him by dosing his own costume with a new type of raid that hurt bees if they got too close to the web-slinger. Swarm lost his their skeleton in this battle, but returned to fight again, no longer having the skeleton, but still possessing the consciousness.
So somehow the bees just formed around as a body as if the skeleton was there.
I did like that they described it as just because of their unique properties. They're like, these man-eating bees were just different. So,
oh, God.
Yeah, they're really respecting the his-theirs, though.
Apparently, during the Onslaught saga, Onslaught disrupted the psychic field that bound him and his bees together, returned to New York, forcing a group of scientists investigating energy fields to help him not only restore his original field, but expand it to grant him control of every bee on Earth.
Is that why the bees are dying?
Maybe he died. They don't have a leader anymore.
Because of Swarm. Fuck.
Oh, and he found a skeleton again.
So that's nice. It was
so
just
he
still
control
around.
Every bee on Earth, but he has to have a skeleton.
What exactly did Onslaught have to do with that, by the way?
A psychic wave was generated by Onslaught, which disrupted a psychic field.
I see. But then with the help of scientists who just wanted to help, he got more powerful.
I guess so.
Okay.
Oh, and then at one point, he turns up in Denver, Colorado, having amassed enough bees to become giant.
So he decided to go to a cold weather state as a bee man.
Norman Osborn dispatches Venom, who devours Swarm's bones. But then Osborn speculates this was by now a minor inconvenience that shouldn't prevent Swarm's return.
I love that, like, he's the only one, even in the comics universe, who's like, guys, the fucking guy's lost his, like, skeleton every time, and he still comes back.
He didn't have it for, like, 20 years or something. Also, why did they need the skeleton again?
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Hey, where's my fucking skeleton?
And how does that beat him? He's like, he ate the skeleton, and then the bees should have eaten him.
Yeah.
Because they're man-eating bees.
The bees are like, oh, well, kind of lost morale here.
Let's head out, guys. Yeah. Got the skeleton.
I was really fighting for the skeleton, to be honest. I mean, now I'm just going to go back to pollinating flowers.
We have nothing to live for.
All right, guys. So I think what we've concluded is that Swarm would beat Captain America and Batman in a fight.
A Swarm would probably beat everybody, I think.
Well, it's
if
all the bees in the
tried.
World.
I don't know.
We're waiting for Swarm versus Galactus. Or Swarm versus the unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
Yeah, Squirrel Girl is what I was thinking,
bees
too.
On squirrels.
It's tough because you can't punch a swarm.
It's my kind of... You can't punch a swarm, but apparently you can eat the skeleton inside of it.
Yeah, it's true.
She gets the squirrels to eat the skeleton.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Someone got raped.
Isn't it... Are you still the same thing with Swarm, or is this just like in your news?
This is still on Swarm.
No,
not just like breaking news.
Nice. Someone was raped.
No, in the comics. Who's Petra? Oh, okay.
Okay.
The ultimate Marvel incarnation of Swarm is Petra Laskov.
Of course the ultimate has raped. Okay.
Yeah. Her child was killed and she was raped by thugs.
Was this at the same time, or was it just her child was killed 10 years later, she was raped by thugs?
But she's a good guy. I think it's the same time.
So they kill her kid, then rape her?
She was raped by a bunch of bees?
Let's see. Insect.
Just the skeleton.
Okay,
don't be an asshole.
Confusing. Insect.
That's why
queen.
He needs the skeleton.
It boned.
Yeah.
Her.
Oh.
Insect queen is apparently killed after being stomped by a giant-sized wasp, the character.
Okay.
However, the character is later rebuilt as the human-looking Red Wasp, a modified version of the late Wasp. As Red Wasp, Petra serves as a member of the Avengers, led by Nick Fury and Greg Stark. The character
Greg Stark?
It says Gregory, but I shortened it.
Either way, that's pretty good.
Old Greg.
Old Gregory Stark. Is that Tony's dick brother?
It's like how I call him Bob De Niro.
You and Bob.
Yeah, me and Greg Stark. Anyway, she got killed Gare and raped Oldman. By thugs, I guess, her kid. Oh,
he's
wait.
He's pissed off about that because you don't really need to short Gary very much.
Oh, okay. Here's what happened. The couple's child is held at gunpoint, forcing Petra to kill her husband to save her own child. She does so only for Petra's child to be killed anyway, and then Petra was raped by thugs.
Jesus Christ!
Man, they went dark.
Yeah, that's really fucking heavy.
I guess this isn't really the same thing, too, because I don't know how you rape a swarm of bees again.
Well, yeah. Was she raped before she became the swarm? I assume she wasn't yet the swarm of bees, or she probably would not have had to kill her husband and then, you know.
I don't know.
Because if you're already a swarm of bees and somebody tries to kill your family, you just, you know, eat them.
Let's see. She has swarm-like powers to control insects. Albeit fully corporeal. Okay, so she has an actual body.
So
she has more than
features of gray skin and horns.
So she's a demon? Okay, now wait a
she's
minute.
Just
I got to
get
to the bottom of this.
Okay.
Is this murder, double murder of the husband and daughter, and then rape what led her to becoming?
No, she was already a member of the Avengers.
She was a
bee
woman.
Oh, no, okay. This is her past.
Yeah, I was like, is this her origin?
They had a child. And then this happened.
Okay.
And then, so that's important,
that directly
I guess,
lead
for
to
no
her
real reason.
Becoming Bee Woman? They raped her
into
bees?
I don't think
bees?
So. I think they raped her until she turned into bees.
But with horns or something and gray hair?
You can rape someone until they turn into bees?
Yeah, if you fucking actually commit.
Okay.
Ian, you gotta
try
hard.
About your work?
Yeah.
I mean, I tried really hard. I got as far as ants.
You raped them into ants. You're like, I'm done.
Yeah, I was
then
like,
you got to rape those ants.
I mean,
into bees.
What am I, Sting?
Oh, God.
I don't get it.
Right in the ants. Oh, there's an action
sting?
Figure of
no,
Swarm.
It takes a long time.
Sting rapes people and it takes a long time?
Well, I imagine it takes longer to turn someone into bees than into ants.
Is this because he has tantric sex with his wife?
I think so.
Okay.
Here's a couple little facts about Swarm, by the way. Mm-hmm. An action figure of Swarm was released in 1997.
It's just like a pile of bees.
1997, or like, awesome.
Is it? Wait, I imagine it's like a pile of bees with a skeleton as an accessory.
Here's the thing. He always had this cool purple cloak, if I remember correctly.
It was molded in a translucent yellow plastic and featured a removable cape and hood.
The cape and hood are purple, right?
Snap-on bee armor. They are purple. Also, Swarm appears in the Broadway musical Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
Oh my god.
Now, why they decided to put a cloud of sentient Nazi bees in a musical about Spider-Man.
Hey, if you're a general public audience, you know that his most famous goddamn villains are the likes of Rhino, Green Goblin, Dr. Octopus, and Swarm, the Nazi bees.
I wish they had a great song in there, and it was just about like they're forming the Sinister Six, and Swarm shows up, and they're like, "No, no, no!
Can we be the Sinister Seven?
No. They're like, "We'll take the asshole in the lion vest.
We'll take Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah, Kraven the Hunter, who's in a fucking loincloth and has no superpowers.
We'll take Dum Dum Rhino.
Yeah, right. Over you
we'll
and
take
your
obnoxious Doctor Octopus.
Over Nazi
He's
bees.
He's smarter than everyone."
They're like, I think this guy's a fucking Nazi.
Yeah, I mean, he's a Nazi, yes. But we got a doctor.
Electro takes a stand, and he's like, I'm Jewish, you fucking asshole.
My real name is Electrostein.
Mortimer Electrostein.
Dr. Octopus is a gypsy.
How are you?
Kraven is a gypsy.
Kraven's a gypsy.
He probably
and
is.
Doc Ock is gay. Yeah, so they're all like, nope.
Every Vulture's single one communist. Of them is like, oh, we actually all agree that we don't want this
we all,
horrible Nazi. Who would have thought?
He's dumb beast.
Okay.
All right.
So that's why I think Captain America would
nice.
Win.
Yeah.
In short,
yep.
Why do you say Captain America?
I think a lot of it is just battlefield experience.
That's
that,
what I
yeah,
said.
Yeah, but it's the...
You can't steal his answer.
Yeah.
You use your own
a
fucking
A lot of the
answer.
Answers is that a lot of the weapons Batman has are projectile weapons, and Captain America does
that
have a
That was
shield.
A much better answer.
You know, that's like, that's his answer. Major thing. So basically, Batman has to try and take on Captain America hand-to-hand, yeah. Which is not really likely to work, just
no.
Because Captain America is a very proficient fighter. Now, Batman's being able to beat people who are physically stronger than he is.
But not with Super Soldier Serum and the shield and Battlefield
right.
experience.
And I kind of imagine yep. that in many ways, a good analogy to Batman in the DC universe is Deathstroke the Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
And Deathstroke really just mops the floor with Batman hand to hand pretty consistently.
Whenever I hear Deathstroke, I think of like masturbating
yes.
while choking yourself. And it's
yes.
like the
David
final.
Carradine story. Yeah. Deathstroke, the David Carradine
that,
story.
If I remember correctly, like Batman can...
Deathstroke the Terminated.
Deathstroke the Carradine story.
Deathstroke really is one of those great shitty 90s names. Or I think he was probably created in
especially
the
80s. Because he's Deathstroke
but,
the Terminator.
But it's like, you know... Bloodspot or Bloodshot yeah. or Bloodsport or like,
Bloodshot.
Yeah.
Blood.
Or is it, was that one in like Wildstorm or Wildcats? Like Grifter?
Grifter
is a
and
guy.
And then they have, Maul.
Well,
and then that was, Deathblow.
Death
Remember, Deathblow was from then.
That was like the Wolverine knockoff.
There's also Deathlock.
No, Deathblow, I think, was a black military guy. The guy who's a Wolverine knockoff was, he had the longer claws. And
he had, like, fingernails.
Son of a bitch. Silvery. He was, like, silver.
Yeah.
Not Silver Sable.
No,
nope.
Silver Sable's
That's
a chick.
That's a lady.
Yeah.
I'll just type in Wolverine knockoff.
Wolverine. There's a bunch of Wolverine knockoffs.
And see what comes up first.
Like X-23.
Oh, there's a bunch of
and
bullshit.
I'll do Wildstorm.
I'll do Image.
Characters. Yeah.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Like with and he's got, like, a green ponytail
yes,
or something.
That is
yeah.
exactly
definitely
right.
He has a ponytail.
I mean, he
okay,
seems like...
Image Comics.
Yeah, it seems kind of like something
fucking
that was
Google.
Made for comic book store posters, and then the comics themselves, I don't remember very much.
That's because they were fucking terrible.
There's a TV show, too.
Was he a Wildcat?
Yes.
He I feel
maybe
like... Okay,
was.
Wildcat characters.
I mean, I remember the TV show.
It wasn't Backlash, was it, or was it?
Might have been.
Image Comics,
no, not
Wolverine,
Backlash.
Knockoff.
Lord Emp, Grifter, Hellspont. Lady Tron,
Man,
Nemesis.
I can't find this asshole.
We'll find him. Was it Nemesis?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
Image
Savant,
Comics.
Spartan, Taboo,
90s.
Dao, Void.
I need to put in 90s.
Warblade. It was Warblade.
Warblade.
There you go. Warblade.
That dude.
Yep, green
that
ponytail and the claws. Yep. Of course he's Warblade.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
So those are both excellent answers.
For some reason, if you put, oh, I see what's happening. Never mind. I was getting all upset because I was like, why am I putting Image Comics 90s and I'm getting just a bunch of other comics?
Because it was images, right? Image, yeah.
Because idiots think they have to put the word image in. You click image on Google, you motherfuckers. You fucking pieces of shit.
That's controversial. Controversy number two.
There we go.
Yeah.
Are you a piece of shit if you do that? Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Solved. All right. So what's next? What's controversy number three?
Wait. You didn't say why you said Batman.
Oh, you know what? I just wanted to generate some really fun comic talk, and that was fucking delightful, and you guys had really super reasonable reasons. And I mean, you know, it's pretend, so we could have either one win for any given reason. I suppose if you had, you know, I would say why Batman would win. I could say that he would use his utility belt, because you guys are right. With the shield, Cap is probably going to beat him, but he could probably disarm him of the shield using all of the stuff in his utility belt. I mean, he's got his batarangs, he's got his smoke clouds, he's got his grappling hook, like you said. So, I mean, he's more mobile. So if he's coming up, you know, from all areas from around him, he's smoke bombing him so that he can get him to get rid of the shield. Batman could then actually use the shield against him. And yes, Captain America is stronger than him. But if Batman doesn't let him land any blows, and especially if he can get the shield from Cap, he could probably then take Cap out using the shield. Because, you know, he's a great hand-to-hand combatant.
This is true.
And you guys are totally right that he had battlefield experience, but I don't think that that's quite the same as Batman being trained by all the different, like, best hand-to-hand combatants in the world. He's
Batman has a lot of versatility.
Methed out bums.
Cracked out bums.
Hobos.
A guy who calls himself the Scarecrow and is appropriately thin.
The Riddler.
So, Edward Nygma?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's how I would say he would probably beat him.
Is it sort of like
I always wanted to just see Batman like break the Riddler's femur and just be like, I am sick of this shit.
It'd be great because he will never kill like Joker, who deserves it.
Yeah.
But the guy who just fucks with him, he finally goes too far.
Yeah. He just pushed him too far. He was like, you know what? I've put up with this for a long time.
I punched him in the throat and he died. It was an accident. But
it felt
I kind
so
of
good.
Imagine like in the
I got hard.
Riddle me this, Batman. Just bam.
I kind of imagine like in that Frank Miller Year One where Batman kicks down a tree.
Right.
Then he just kicks the Riddler and Nick Riddler just kind of folds in half.
That'd be all right with
like
me.
Just folds in
year
half.
Year One was much better than The Dark Knight, by the way.
I think so too.
Yeah. Year One, yeah. David Mazzucchelli's art's fucking awesome. Doesn't have all that problematic shit with Superman being a government shill.
Catwoman being
a whore. Fucking Frank Miller's got some tropes, my friends.
Yeah. Just thinking about the Riddler like peeing blood for like 2 weeks.
That's what you get for hiding all those trophies, asshole.
Better than peeing blood, he has to have a fucking colostomy bag the rest of his life. Batman just fucking bursts whatever.
Bursts his intestines.
Yeah. So he's like forever handicapped. He just breaks his spine. He's got to be in a fucking wheelchair now because Batman just kicks him out of a two-story window.
Marks on the wheels.
Yeah. It'll be this Batman.
And then he just pushes him down the stairs every time. He's like, every time you do this, I'm going to push you down another flight of stairs.
I'm going to find a bigger and bigger flight of stairs.
You're going to be like fucking Ed 209 going down those stairs.
It explains why Bruce Wayne built the largest set of stairs in Gotham, so Batman had something to push him down.
Ah, you puzzled out my weakness, Batman.
No handicapped spaces. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we ready for our next controversial, or this is a hot topic.
Yeah. Hot topic, yes.
Sent in by a listener. Fecal transplants.
Wait. You're going to explain this before
sure.
we?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Can
this
I guess
is
what
an
it is?
Article. Yeah.
This is sent in by a fan of the show, Jen Coleman.
If you get your poop put inside my poop.
Hi, Jen.
Like, in my body. If my poop goes in your body and your poop goes in my body, that's a fecal transplant?
Basically. Okay. 2 years ago, Catherine Duff, then 50s. I fucking hate news writing. Imagine the scene. Catherine Duff, 57, tearfully described 8 debilitating bouts of antibiotic resistance infection to a government panel in Washington, which is already awesome. She's like, I had this thing where I had lots of diarrhea. Let me tell this panel about it. And they're just
it
like,
was terrible.
Go on.
It burned and it spattered everywhere. Oh, it was the flux. Okay.
Oh, She grew better, she said, only after treating the gastrointestinal infection at home with her husband's feces, a blender, and an enema bag.
Now, guys, I got to take my dick out. I hope that's all right.
Mark B. Smith, a young doctoral student in microbiology, was in the audience, almost as teary as Miss Duff, which is kind of weird.
Because he had to hear the story.
Yeah, he's like, what happened to the blender? Did you keep that in the bathroom or in the kitchen?
Did you just wash it out and use it again?
Don't fucking tell me you gave that to Goodwill. Don't tell me you did. I don't care if you bleached it and ran it for 2 hours.
Oh, they would never do that. They might have put it in maybe the dishwasher once, and then they're like, it's gone.
Didn't even get like underneath the blades.
I saw this fucking thing where they were like, hey, you know what you can do is take the toilet seat off your toilet and then just like run it through the dishwasher.
Oh yeah, I saw that on The Simpsons.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's why that's bullshit. Put something in the bottom rack of your dishwasher that has broccoli in it. And when you open the dishwasher, all of your glasses will be covered in tiny little pieces of broccoli. I am assuming
this
that if
shit
you put
will now be spattered all
it will
over
be everywhere inside your dishwasher.
Just poop particles.
You've just moved it from the toilet seat where that belongs. To the dishwasher.
To the dishwasher.
Where it does not belong.
And every dish in the dishwasher after that.
I mean, even if you didn't put other, like every time after that, I'd be like, no, this is ruined. Yeah. Do it when you're renting a place and right before you move out.
Yeah, that's smart.
So going through the article, so that way we don't have to read the whole thing, is basically that they do.
It was like, shut up, Peter.
As a way to treat some kinds of intestinal diseases, normally they do, like they put in healthy poop.
So they enema you,
shove
some
it in your ass.
Poop.
You right. shove poo in your ass to fix your poo.
Right.
And it works?
That's supposedly what it does. Is like it transfers good bacteria into your
supposedly
colon.
Supposedly is fine. Is there any medical... I mean, is this something that people have studied?
Yeah.
There's control groups with, you know, shit. And then, you know, they've got... Or I'm sorry, I guess the control group would be the not shit, right?
Here's in a pilot study,
right?
Clinicians showed that swallowing a single dose of 30 capsules. Now, it's freeze-dried in capsules here. A single dose of 30 capsules cured 70% of patients with C. diff. When uncured patients were retreated with a second dose, the cure rate rose to 94%.
Holy shit.
And the enema, basically, it says right below, works at about a 90% rate. So swallowing the article is about making poop pills.
So is the question here, is the question here, would I eat a shit log to cure
tummy
a horrible
problems.
Tummy problem?
Do you, is it it's, eat it, a shit log or are you being hyperbolic and it's swallow a shit pill?
Well, I mean, who wouldn't, I would eat a shit pill.
That's
like, what do I
that's what I'm
care?
Saying. Like if they make it a pill and I have horrible tummy issues, which I do anyway.
Me too.
If you could fix my GERD and my goddamn digestive issues and
I mean, I eat Doritos. That can't be much worse.
I would say this. Okay.
I mean, in terms of chemically.
That's true.
This is why you're the question yourself. Has to be shit log.
Softly. Right.
Like, would you eat one Rolo-sized... No, one Twix. It's one Twix of the Twix-sized shit log, and then no tummy problems for the rest of your life.
Do I... What if I vomit, and I'm involuntarily?
I mean... So I don't know. You just have to try and keep it down somehow.
Oh,
so
God.
So basically, like, I have an iron stomach from here on out.
The question is really, would you try?
Can I, like, flavor it? Can I, like, put it in, like, a stew?
You could do anything. As long you have to eat the entire shit.
Right.
So.
Sure. I mean, I would put the entire shit in something, I suppose. That would be tough, though. You're right. Because is it worse? That's a fair question. Like,
you
if you're diluting
like
the shit.
Stew.
That's what I'm saying.
Because like, you have to make sure to get every drop of that. Because if it's like, if the rule is like you get, you know, you have to have 100% of it, and you get like 99.9 because it's evaporated.
Do you think that you could
lick the oven fan?
Do you think that like, let's say that you you cover it in chocolate and like ice cream and freeze it,
like an ice cream shit sandwich?
I'm trying. Okay, I'm taking this seriously. Are you?
See, I think
I would just cram the shit log.
I think I would just go for it. I would do that with just like, I would bite it and swallow it.
I think
it
I would
water.
Get drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that deadens the whatever. And then
the whatever is right.
I would get drunk on something that I don't particularly like the taste of. I would also not eat anything for like 10 hours before. just because I don't want to infect anything I like.
And yeah,
because
you could never enjoy whatever it was that you had again.
Yeah, that's the end of that.
So maybe like...
Or just put it in a taco shell and...
Get drunk, plug your nose, and goddamn eat it.
Maybe I would mix it with a bunch of Rolos because I don't like Rolos anyway. Get really high and just be cramming Rolos into my mouth, and then the shit log would be gone. I wouldn't even notice.
That's true. Just throw it in with the chocolate because you don't want to fucking chew.
No.
No.
I mean, you want to try to get
just
that. Like,
basically, I think you want to just flush it down your own throat.
You know what I would probably do? I would turn it into like a fucking drink. Yeah. I would like blend it into
She used the blend. And well, she put it in her ass.
Well, put it in her, you know, like a beer.
Yeah.
Not really a beer. I don't want to ruin beer. But, you know, just put it into
a beer
12
bottle
ounces.
With
and
the
just
vortex
fucking,
thing so you could just slam it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just slam the whole thing before taking a breath.
Yep.
And then...
Yeah. I would... I think I would do it. Would you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like for an iron stomach?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And to never have like
eat whatever,
no diarrhea again. No whatever.
I could shit once a day,
yeah,
which I haven't ever done.
Like shit once a day at exactly the same time.
I shit like four times a day.
Like at 2 p.m. You just shit every day. It's the same
size.
It'd
always be solid.
I was going to say, I would see like an actual log of shit for the first time in like 5 years.
Yeah, it's fucking fantastic. You do have tummy issues just like me. More often than not, mine is not solid. If I have a solid, it's barely, you're like, well, look at that.
If mine is solid enough that it piles on itself, I'm pretty like, hey, look at that.
There you go.
Mine always looks like a stew. Sometimes I can't even see it. In the toilet, it's just brown. All right.
My shits are perfect. They're already pretty good, but I'd still go with the...
But you just want to eat the shit?
Well, it's one of those, like, I want the iron stomach. Yeah. I want to be able to be like... I'm never going to get sick again. I can't get food poisoning anymore.
That'd be great. All right. Let's eat shit, guys.
Yep.
Let's do it.
So there we go.
So Jen,
we would
Matt,
all eat shit.
I think that's,
so Jen, we settled the thing of not... I think she wanted to know whose poo would we inject.
Well,
we
healthy
all went
poo.
With like, we all kind of just went, we would eat poo. So I think...
Well, does it
like,
matter whose poo? Am I going to be like, oh, not if it's Peter's poo. Like, I don't know. It's poo. It's fucking shit.
Okay. Oh, well, but okay. So thinking about it like this, like... I don't really want to eat, you know, Poon Master Flex's shit.
No, I don't want to know whose poo it is. I don't
want
to eat
Sarah's
poo.
You just want, like, you just want to find one outside.
No, I want it to be, hey, the doctor gave me this poo.
Oh, you want a medical poo eating license?
Well, no, but I want to know that this poo is going to, because this is guaranteed,
this
right?
This is medical poo.
It's guaranteed. It's not just some bum's poo.
There's something about, like,
poo.
In the article, wasn't it saying something in the article about how...
I don't know. Someone made us skip most of the article.
That's right. Because
it was going too slowly.
That was you, Ian.
Well, I'm trying to see if the article, if they got her husband's poo. Like, if the
woman that's
got
what
her,
she did
she
today at the beginning.
Her husband's poo, right?
The beginning lady.
How did she learn about it? They explained that she was like, I read on the internet.
I think
poo.
The doctor recommended it.
That's awesome. Like, black market doctors. Like, I don't know, eat shit. Why don't you eat shit, bitch? That'll be $50. And she did it, and it worked.
Yeah.
Hey,
I
if
would
you
do it.
Yeah,
can you just okay, can I just let's say
how about if you had to eat shit to get rid of your cold or something? Peter would be like, "Yes, absolutely."
Yeah, your I death cold. Jesus.
What if can you just buy these poo capsules? Cuz like what if I just tried it? What's the harm?
I guess I mean, you would have eaten poo.
Can I buy poo capsules? Can I
Google will tell you.
Capsules? I mean, is that what they're called?
I think they're called like fecal capsules.
You can
something.
Buy a capsule maker. Fecal transplant pills.
Yep.
Okay.
Amazon.com. Get them in 2 days if you order
fecal
by.
Fecal transplant.
Go to Jet to see if you get them for less money.
Pills.
Is that the better Amazon? Is that
it's
the
cheaper
Amazon.
Amazon. Not better is not cheaper is not always better.
Large scale production.
Like, this doesn't
begun.
Even taste like real poo.
I know.
Following
this tastes mostly like Jolly Ranchers.
I poop enough. I could be the supplier of poo.
I think they want, but that's the thing. They want healthy poo.
That's true.
How do they know?
So like, if your poos are all screwed up, they're like
89%.
We don't want your shitty, no pun intended, poos.
We don't want your low quality shit.
See, this is the diarrhea. Kind of thing that I think that you should just be allowed to have. Because, like, okay, for example, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've got, like, a deviated septum. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I want to try one of these fucking breathing machines.
Yeah.
And see what happens. But you can't just, like, you can buy one, but they cost, like, $1,000. Mm-hmm. So what you really have to do is go to the doctor. And then what they're going to do is be like, come in for a sleep study. And I'm like,
I know. Then you have
yourself.
To sleep in, like, they're like, it'll be 2 days and you have to sleep here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's just check Amazon.
Maybe if you just cared about your health a bit more.
See, this is what people who are healthy always say. They're like, it's probably your fault that you almost suffocate in your sleep.
And that it's super hard to make it actually like fix that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course your insurance won't study it.
No, because they're like, oh, that seems excessive.
Yeah, pay for it.
It's like, ooh, like,
that's not a medical necessity. You don't need to breathe when you sleep, asshole. Why do you have fat man diseases like I do? I have sleep apnea and GERD. You have bad poops and you can't breathe and sleep either, but you're not like in the best shape of anyone I've ever seen.
Because there's no fairness in life.
Life is
You'll die before me, and I'll laugh and laugh. But that's okay. I'll cover your skeleton in bees and give it like a nice purple cloak.
And feces.
And then put that in your mouth.
Poo, like a poo mouth. Capsule in his mouth. Poo capsules on maybe like poo discs on both
what
eyes.
I want.
I'm doing it because I care about you, because we're friends. People will be like, why is he shitting on Peter's corpse? And I'm like, because they were friends.
Okay.
That's a good controversy.
We have a next hot button.
Yeah.
Hot button issue.
Cat poo. Danger for public health or potential cancer cure.
I think that this was sent in by somebody who imagined that Poon Master Flex would be around.
Well, she's asleep.
Well, little unborn babies can get something from the poo.
That's true.
And so was it toxoplasmosis?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well done, doctor.
Should we get tested? And the doctor says no, except perhaps in the case of pregnant women. 15% of us have antibodies, including me.
Including you? You just know about that? Is what you're saying, Peter David Dirk?
Yeah, me. Just me.
I mean, part of it is that the worm, like the toxoplasmosis worm, is supposedly linked to dementia and other brain diseases.
Uh-huh. Well, wait a minute. How easy is it for the baby? Doesn't the mom have to ingest it?
Well, here's...
The mom has to ingest it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
before you guys just start talking about... Let's get the facts.
Okay. Cat poop.
You can tell, here are some signs of toxoplasmosis during pregnancy. First, miscarriage or stillbirth.
Well, that's fucking great. You're like, what caused this?
What just happened?
Let's get to the bottom of this.
That's a sign of a troubled pregnancy is if it miscarries.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what's a problem with your life? You're dead.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and wait, here's another weird thing. The newborn may have brain damage. But then... Most complications appear when the child is a teenager or later and may include deafness, recurrent and serious eye infections, rheumatoid arthritis, brain cancer, and mental problems including schizophrenia, OCD, and problems in school.
This seems like a lot of very disparate and unrelated things. Deafness, schizophrenia, clubfoot,
problems in school,
brown hair,
mm-hmm.
Being a female. What else did the kitty poop cause? My divorce from my wife.
Now, hold on. However,
the Jews.
Could cat feces help cure cancer?
However, okay.
The same parasite, T. Gandhi, not a rapper, but a parasite. T. Gandhi replicates.
Not T, you asshole.
T. Gandhi replicates inside the body in order to spread. The researchers note that it is unsafe to, it's unsafe to inject live strains into cancer patients.
I'm glad they checked.
So many dead cancer
that was
patients.
A mistake.
I mean, they were going to die of cancer anyway.
We'd
inject them with whatever we want.
You could potentially vaccinate against cancer, and it's an amazingly effective immunotherapy against cancer, superior to anything seen before.
They think
it could be.
I think AIDS could be the cure for cancer, I think. So we should probably inject AIDS into people with cancer and just see. Like, who thinks that? Why?
I don't know. It holds, quote, incredible promise.
But who, quote, by whom? Who says this?
Dr. David J. Bizik. B-Z-I-K.
Are you sure
he's... B-Z-I-K?
Are you sure, like, this Dr. Bizik is not just, like, a cat in a lab coat?
I'm not
like
sure.
Like, a bunch of cats in a lab coat?
I'm not sure of that, nor am I not sure that this isn't the guy who became Swarm.
Yes, Dr. Nazi Bizik. So you said it's David Bizik?
Dr. David J. Bizik, B-Z-I-K.
Perfect. J-B-Z-I-K. All right, let's go to the Googs.
I like when it's like, here's a sign of this. You're dead. Okay. Wouldn't the point of being saying, like, here's a sign of this could be happening during pregnancy to be, like, preventing further...
further damage?
Yeah.
Well, this guy's a bigwig. He's Dartmouth College.
Whoa.
And PhD of the... I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but Geisel School of Medicine.
Oh, Theodore Seuss Geisel.
Okay. You think that all
Dr. Seuss.
All the medical exams have to rhyme?
Was he actually a doctor?
I don't know. But his name was Geisel.
Okay. I was like, that'd be weird if they named... Okay.
He's the cat has a parasite.
And immunology.
But if you eat it, you'll be all right.
No. Why don't you eat this poop?
We can't do this.
And then you'll feel... like God damn it.
Betty Boop.
Trampy and
what
weirdly...
What rhymes with shit? Why don't you eat this cat shit?
Take this cat shit. It's the best new medical hit.
All right.
Let's see. College. He did go to Dartmouth.
So is it seriously named after him?
I think so.
Holy shit. So.
Although he was caught drinking gin in his dorm room during Prohibition.
No. During Prohibition. You
know, my God.
What do you guys feel? I've got... Okay, well, we should finish this before I have got my own controversial, my hot button topic.
Okay. Oh, so I just wanted to say that he was caught by a dean named Dean Craven Laycock.
Craven Laycock?
Yeah.
Awesome.
They're like, you're hired.
Dean Craven Laycock. Oh, my God.
Oh, and so Craven Laycock insisted that Theodore resign from his extracurricular activities when he was caught drinking. So in order to continue contributing work to the humor magazine, he adopted the pen name Seuss.
Well, President Labia Minora actually overturned that. So he was back in pog form.
Dr. Oxblood, strong swang.
Professor Dr. Conniving Engorge member.
Professor Dick Schlong said that...
That's crazy.
So, okay, so what are we, cats?
Okay,
cat poop.
So if you had
deadly
to eat...
or the only hope.
So what if you had to eat the cat poop in order to get the iron stomach?
Toxoplasmosis, I always thought...
Which you would risk dementia,
But you would risk your children in their teen years having a myriad of maladies that don't seem... Like, how do they go back and figure this out? Is this just a guess?
I don't know.
Anything bad?
I don't know how they would know that the kid wasn't then exposed to this later.
Like a bunch of... Or there were a bunch of other confounding things. Like, how do they go back and they're like, 20 years ago, all of your moms had a cat and it shat?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm becoming like Dr.
There it is.
And it shat.
So, yeah.
Now your kid can't wear hats because his head's fucking deformed and weird.
How do you feel?
Do you think maybe our family had a lot of people who handled cat poop? That's why our heads are all deformed and weird and we can't wear hats?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Fucking dirt freaks.
But
it's cats.
It's an interesting theory.
That's just odd.
I don't know. Well, some of us are schizophrenic.
That's true.
You might be onto something.
Yeah. There might be a lot of toxoplasmosis.
Peter and the other Peter.
Yeah.
I just see a joke in there with some of us because, you know. Okay, so are we going to go with the maybe it
some
helps?
Of us.
We're going to go with everything either seems to cure cancer or cause cancer. So
that's true. It's like,
it doesn't really matter. Like an article will say, next we'll hear that it causes cancer.
Because coffee either is the best thing ever or it causes cancer.
Die.
And wine is the best thing ever or it causes cancer.
Chocolate causes cancer while curing cancer.
Yeah, that's true.
At the same time. White bread. Always seems to cause cancer. Never gets to cure cancer.
Well, I'm ready to eat human poo pills.
Yeah.
Because I figure I eat them, no effect, or I eat them and then I'm like, hey, I'm cured.
Mm-hmm.
And then cat poo, I will probably abstain.
Because it, like, you
don't
have
any
problems.
That's my stance on this hot button
Peter
issue.
Has a line, guys.
Yeah.
Well, Peter's not a fucking
monster. If you had cancer, you might reconsider.
Human poop or bust.
Yeah. It's got to be that pure, rich Texas shit.
Pure, earthy thing that comes only with human poo.
I'm not going to go with the one doctor who maybe thinks that it might cure cancer. Maybe. I think I'm going
to
abstain.
You'll go with the medical science that tends to say that it might cause a whole bunch of other health problems.
Yeah, even though that seems a bit dubious now that we've learned about it.
I mean, even if one of them is there, you're like,
but,
eh.
Yeah, I just rather not. So, yeah, no cat poop. What about you, Ian? Are you making it a...
I think if I had cancer, I'd go with the cat poop, but since I don't have cancer...
Yeah, I guess if I was dying, I'd be like, what the fuck, why not?
Yeah, might as well try it.
This will either give me toxoplasmosis and finish me off faster.
Right,
or
true.
Help. But will it even give it to you or your kids? I don't think it gives it to adults. Because otherwise adults wouldn't be cleaning cat poop.
You can still get like the parasite from handling cat poop. Like it just doesn't usually cause you too many health problems. Just makes you really attracted to cats.
Can handling kids it in my mouth.
Get it?
Can what?
Could like kids get this? Is this a problem? Can you like kids clean the cat box?
I think they still get the parasite, but it just doesn't usually have... I mean...
Like how old? Like 8 months?
Well...
We can start... I mean, shoveling that shit.
Just be like, I gotta, depends on how bad the cat box is.
I got to clean the cat box tonight, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's fun.
I've been cleaning that ever since because we don't want toxoplasmosis for my baby.
See?
What was my hot button topic? I forgot.
We don't know.
You didn't tell us.
Yeah.
When did I start talking about that?
We were trying to wrap up the cat poop.
Oh, I remember. Fucking honorary degrees. What do you guys think about some asshole who became famous, who dropped out their second semester at Harvard, who gets a fucking honorary doctorate? And then they say, they actually act as if they have a doctorate now. They're like, oh, call me doctor.
I think they're a bunch of horse shit. But I also think all degrees are a bunch of horse shit.
That's fair.
So it's hard to judge. Although I think that they didn't fucking pay the money. You know what? If they want to make you Dr. Bill Cosby or whatever, how about you go there and they say, we want to make you a doctor, pay us $50,000 and you can be a doctor.
I love how low you make that. Yes, I agree. Pay us $500 fucking, I know, but
I mean, also, I think a lot of times people become honorary doctorates because they don't want to pay graduation speakers.
Yes, I get why. I think it's fucking shitty of the colleges.
Yeah,
and I think I don't blame the people who accept them. Sure. You're not going to be a douchebag if they're like Jerry Seinfeld. You're hilarious. Do you want an honorary doctorate in humorology or whatever?
I would be pissed because they're giving this commencement speech, and I just paid all this money and did all this work, and they're like, I just gave a fucking speech for
he's a doctor.
10 minutes.
And then we paid him like $40,000 or whatever.
Yeah, that would be messed up.
Yeah.
Maybe they should just pay it. Like, they should just pay them the small amount. Or be like, we'll give you the plane ticket and the hotel room, you know, so it doesn't cost you anything, but that's all we can do.
Yeah.
No, just pay them.
Yeah, the $40,000 is fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's probably some people, like if you're a Bill Gates or something, where you don't really need the money from the
college. How about this? You're right. If you would pay them $50,000, you can say, in lieu of the payment, we'll give you an honorary doctorate. Because at least then it sort of costs $50,000.
I think they should give you like an honorary bachelor's in like philosophy.
That'd be great.
Honorary associate's degree in welding.
Yeah, something just stupid.
And there's a whole bunch of
general
people.
Studies.
Yeah.
Absolutely. An AA in general studies.
Yeah, and they just give you a diploma.
Yeah. It says, fuck you.
Do they like strip like a Bill Cosby of his diplomas? Is that a thing?
Probably.
No,
see, that's
they don't.
They don't?
No. Like, that's the thing. When you have a degree like that, you never get it taken away.
Well, it's not real anyway.
But it's fake.
Yeah.
They take your pretend accolades away.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're not a doctor of nothing now, Pete.
I feel like that would be something that the school would want to do. And at the same time, pointless.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, just really highlighting how pointless the fake degree is.
We're going to rescind the fake degree we handed
you. Right. We're going to take away what never existed anyway.
I guess I think they're fucking dumb.
I think
it's fucking stupid.
I'm
I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah.
Why would you even care about getting a fake degree? I would rather just have money or... I don't know, something else.
Like who came up with that idea? What asshole was like, hey guys... This guy went to school here, and now he's important. Let's give him a fucking fake degree. Yeah. Everyone else should have said no.
Let me ask you this. This, to me, will determine the value of a fake degree. You're going to a college to give their commencement speech.
Mm-hmm.
And so
CU
like,
calls me up, and they're like, hey, you made it.
Yep. Look up some Ralph Waldo Emerson quotes. Get your ass over here. And, you know, tell us all that commencement means the beginning. Mm-hmm. That's important. And then, okay, so they're like, you can come do this. We can either give you an honorary degree, which, by the way, doesn't like qualify you to do anything, but okay, whatever. And also at this point, you've made it to some level where it does not matter.
Right. Right. Or, you're famous enough that a fake degree doesn't matter. Yeah. Yep. Right. Okay.
Or. You can have one naked Polaroid photo of our most attractive member of staff, who we've all decided who it is, and we'll just give you this photo.
Hmm. I think I'd still take the fake degree. Does that make me a monster? Polaroid?
I don't think so.
It's not 1995 anymore,
I know,
Peter.
Yeah.
Well, they can't just send you a digital.
Well, can I fuck them?
No. Just the naked picture.
I want. I mean, they're consenting. I'm not a monster. I'm saying the woman's like,
yeah,
I'll either have, and this is me not married, guys. This is Alec in an alternate universe where I made it.
Right.
I'm not like just like me, but I made it. I'm still married happily.
Doctor.
Yeah. Alex. Dr. Alec Stumba. Dr. Stanley A. Stumba. S. Alexander Stumba. Dr. S. Alexander Stumba. You can either have this fake degree or you can fuck our hottest person who wants to. I'd fuck her. Absolutely.
What if it was a hand job versus fake degree?
She naked? When
sure.
She's giving it to me? Then yeah. Yes. I don't want just a handy. No, if she's hot, but she's giving me a fucking handy.
I'm laughing.
Handies are boring.
I'm laughing because I think that's like the perfect encapsulation of how worthless a fake degree is. Like, because it's like, would you rather have a doctorate or one hand job?
That's true.
By the way, this isn't from a specific person. This
not
is
a famous
from an
person.
Unknown. It's right. Like the most
yeah, but
attractive
person. They say she's the hottest. Like the
she's
hottest, probably real good looking.
The hottest person on staff.
Yeah.
That could be like a solid 7.
I
work
8.
On a college staff. That could be like a solid 7.
It could be bad. It could be good.
Yeah,
that's
like
true.
It's,
all
you're probably
I'm saying
not gonna
is
get a 10.
Anything
no,
that you would turn down right. for one hand job has almost
a
no
naked
value.
Naked hand job, Peter. If it was just a clothed hand job, I'm taking that.
It was
fake
a glory hole hand job.
She's got nice hands.
Yeah. It's a good hand. It's a totally passable
well,
hand.
No,
job.
It would be no. But first, what about for you two? What would you take a glory hole hand job over the fake degree?
I mean, I would probably just take neither. I'd be
no,
like, I'm not
you
really
have to.
Interested.
Oh, okay. This is not some you can abstain.
Then I would take the glory hole hand job.
Nice.
Because I think that's funnier.
They asked me to be at their commencement speaker.
Yeah.
And
by
and
the
gave
way,
me a glory hole hand job.
The next time you do a speech. And then they're like, you're like, what do I talk about during the speech? You're like, you know, the last time I did this.
I think
that's true.
If I were big enough, you know, and I might be giving commencement speeches all over the place, I might have to alternate every now and then.
I literally thought you meant your dick before like, I realized you meant big enough to be like speaking. At
I mean, like if you
like,
had like, if you know, if you're someone who speaks at a bunch of colleges, like
right,
if you're
Bill
saying,
Gates.
Yeah, Bill Gates or Barack Obama, where you're speaking at like
that guy's
five or six colleges.
Swimming in hand jobs.
You might not want to have like aggressive hand jobs given by like slightly disgruntled staff members over and over again. So you need the fake degree to let your boy rest.
I love that you turn this into aggressive. Like yeah. This is our hypothetical. It doesn't have to be that maybe they're trying to like, rip your dick off.
How many commencement speeches are you giving in a time like without a year in between?
I mean, graduation
like,
speeches are all the same. Graduations
are the same as Ian. You're like, I got a handy
like
a week
months.
Ago. I got to rest.
Yeah. Graduations are all in the same month. That means you're probably giving a lot of speeches like within the same week.
I mean, I think I could handle a hand job a day. Well, I know I could.
I've
done the
you've handled them for quite
a you have extensive field testing.
First-hand
at
knowledge.
Least one a
huh?
day.
Huh?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the way you could break your 24 in 24 hours.
Man, I remember
you,
what did you get to like
speeches?
7?
Yeah. No, I made it into the double digits.
Jesus.
But
just recently, I made it like 4, I think. I was pretty
that's
proud.
Pretty good.
It wasn't a plan. It wasn't like I was trying. It was just like, you know. One of those manic periods where you're like, I'm going to do it again. Fourth one was not very satisfying. I got to do this.
It never is.
No, it never is.
Never like, I'm glad I went for the fourth one.
I know. Oh, that was well worth it.
Good choice.
I feel good about myself now.
Sometimes
fourth
the second
was the best.
It's
yes,
worth it.
Sometimes the second
pretty
is.
Pretty much past that.
I almost agree with you 100%. I think I can say often or at least, you know, more than regularly the second is worth it and almost never the third.
Yes.
I think you're 100% right that it's diminishing returns. The cliff is pretty big.
The
first
toe
excellent.
Is there.
Second, excellent. Third, mistake.
The term diminishing returns was invented to talk about the third time jacking off in one day. That's why that exists.
So all right, good.
There
all
we
right.
go.
Then fuck those fake degrees.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement that honorary degrees are a waste.
Mm-hmm. Ian, did you have any topics of controversy
that
needed to be covered?
Well, I think we covered some of the controversial topics.
Yeah, I'd say we covered the big.
I think you were waiting for something on the last podcast, but I think we get enough of the other social issue rants from other podcasts. So is there something you know you want to shout about into the microphone?
Shout about.
It doesn't make that because you wanted people here, so you didn't sound like a weird racist in a bunker.
Ooh, I can't. You have racist thoughts that you want to share? Ooh, Pete, could you say so. I'm not a racist, but
and then sure, I'm not a racist, but.
That black baby sure threw Greg off, didn't it?
Yeah.
I can't believe
Greg
I lost
right
so
to not
fast.
Want that black baby.
I'm disappointed. Ah. Well, all right. The second game, I'm going to redeem myself.
Yeah.
We do have a second racist game.
Let's do it.
All right. There we go.
Now, okay. I have another theme song. This one is probably going to be a little harder to guess.
I'm chewing all of these jelly beans right into the microphone.
Which is something I
if
usually
hate
listening to.
If you guys have seen this show, I will be blown away.
Do I need dread phones for this again?
Yeah. Might not be super loud. So this is the theme song. And boy, is the opening cheap as shit.
It's not Alf.
It's not Alf. Homeboys in outer space.
I'm not familiar with Homeboys from Outer Space, no. But he's really into it.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Okay,
really
okay.
Song. So give us so, a, what's the premise of Homeboys in Outer Space?
I don't know.
Ian, it's probably about Homeboys in Outer Space.
It is literally about Homeboys in Outer Space, from what I can tell. I mean, I could look up the like.
So it's real.
The general synopsis.
So this one was on UPN then.
Let's see. Okay, here's a yes. It's
boom.
The UPN press release
boom
for Homeboys in Outer Space. Two affable 20-something freelancers are under pressure to make something of themselves, and in the 23rd century, there's plenty to do. Ty and Morris spend their days hopping from one galaxy to another in their space hoopty, an intergalactic vehicle. It's guided by a sassy onboard computer named Loquacia and maintained by their trusty yet clueless mechanic, Carl. Along the way, Ty and Morris pick up odd jobs, encounter hot space babes, and struggle for cold hard cash. The two set up office in the corner of Jupiter 2, T-O-O, a futuristic tavern run by Ty's brother-in-law, Vashti. When Vashti, a human-eating, cigar-loving humanoid from the Vognarian planet, isn't running the bar, he's sending Ty and Morris out on messenger trips via space hoopty.
And they're hoopty.
So I like that the 20th century slang survived for 300 years.
Hoopty, which no one even says now.
And also, basically, this is the same premise as Futurama, where it's like there's an interstellar delivery service.
It sounds like it might have been first.
I think this was probably first. Uh-huh. Let's see.
Their sassy
onboard Lakeisha.
1996.
That was almost definitely first. Oh, interestingly enough, consulting
one of the Wayans
producers,
brothers.
Mike Reese and Al Jean.
Oh, there you go.
Who worked on The Simpsons and I believe Futurama.
Yep.
Look at that.
Wow.
So maybe they were like,
we're onto something, but we need this to be less black.
And they're super white. So I can only believe they knew a lot about this.
Yep.
So I only have four.
Okay.
So three real, one fake.
Who guessed first last time? Me?
Yeah.
And I lost the game, so you're going to have to
So Ian will go first this time. So just like last time, I will read all four. Then we will pick one to eliminate. Yeah. And then we'll have two left, assuming you survive, and then I'll reread those. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Ty inherits the planet Indabuff from his uncle, inhabited by all naked people and where the law forbids clothing. By the way, these are a little rough, the way they were written.
Okay.
Just so you know. Morris joins a rebellious group of the planet that wants to wear clothes and is sentenced to death. Ty's uncle Rollo dies and leaves Ty's his estate, which includes the planet Indabuff, where garments are illegal, but Morris joins a group of clothes-wearing rebels.
See, somehow this is more coherent than the Dharma and Greg episodes, where I'm like, I get what's going to happen
here. I can see the conflict here.
Yeah, Indabuff. Big deal. Space hoopties.
All right, number two. An homage to 70s black exploitation flicks with a takeoff on that era's popular Shaft series. Ty and Morris bend the rules of quantum physics when they are sucked up into an antique motion picture, Staff, a mid-20th century opus in the genre of blaxploitation. The trick is that they can't interfere with the plot or they'll remain trapped in the film forever.
So this is like a holodeck.
Yeah.
Was this like a low-rent... This sounds
Star
like
Trek.
Star Trek meets Futurama, really.
It's like they wanted the Star Trek, fucking... but with more black people.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's, which is fair.
Yeah.
Some of those Klingons weren't even black.
Okay. Number three. Ty discovers an entire planet filled with children he's sired. He's taken to planetary court for back child support, and Morris acts as his defense attorney.
He finds a whole planet? That was a lot of fucking.
So they made
That's the whole description.
I like how Homeboys in Outer Space has a plot line where one guy abandoned a lot of children. Yeah. And then one black man abandoned a lot of his kids.
This is pretty bad.
Like, did someone slide the script over and go, no, we can't do this one? Or like,
did somebody say when they brought the fucking idea for Homeboys in Space?
Like,
they're like,
this seems to be a line.
Yeah, it's problematic.
But maybe they're like, someone in the writer's room has got to be like, guys, we've gone really far with this one. Let's not go all the way.
Well, black dads are never around. How about we make it so he's got a whole planet?
Yeah. That's... Imagine if they weren't around in space.
Oh, my God. All right. So that's.
Okay. Last one.
Mm-hmm. I'm nervous this is going to be a plotline about like a fried chicken shortage.
Seriously. Yeah. Watermelon. Like, this is getting bad. Okay.
The Hoopty crashes on the fantasy planet where Mr. Dork and Snafu accommodate Moe's cowboy fantasy and Ty's desire for a perfect sitcom family.
Interesting.
All right. So I have to pick a real one.
Yep. So we've got Planet in Debuff. We've got the blaxploitation movie. We've got the Child Planet. And the Fantasy Island episode.
I'm going to go with the holodeck one as a real one. So I'm going to go with Staff as a real one.
Staff. That is correct.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding,
that
ding.
That is a real one.
All right.
I am going to guess that In Debuff is real.
Ding, ding, ding. That's also real.
Awesome.
Okay.
So oh, God.
So here we go.
This is for you to win.
I will reread. These are both short, too. Mm-hmm. Ty discovers an entire planet filled with children he sired. He's taken to planetary court for back child support, and Morris acts as his defense attorney. Two, the Hoopty crashes on the fantasy planet where Mr. Dork and Snafu accommodate Moe's cowboy fantasy and Ty's desire for a perfect sitcom family.
I wonder why he has, like, his friend on the spaceship as his lawyer, as opposed to anyone else in the universe.
Because it's just those two.
Because
they're having kooky adventures.
They're homeboys.
You don't need, in space.
In space. Oh, man. So it's Planet of Abandoned Children.
Versus Hoopty crashing on the fantasy planet.
I'm going to say the fantasy planet is real.
Is the fantasy planet real? Ding, ding, ding. You're correct.
Son of a bitch.
You won again.
Yes, son of a bitch.
I won again.
I made up the racist one in hopes that it would throw you off the scent.
But we knew.
We could smell your...
You know what? It actually started because I was like, let's do a courtroom. Every sitcom has a courtroom, like a crappy sitcom. And then
that's
I was
true.
Like, back...
No, that was pretty good.
Working
I don't
it
think
backwards.
We didn't immediately catch which one was yours.
I kind of want to watch this Homeboys in Space now.
When it's a show called Homeboys in Space, I could have guessed that that might be real, but it was too far. The whole planet, you know?
It's true. A whole planet of babies.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Well, it's Homeboys in Outer Space, and good news, it is totally on YouTube. So if you really want to watch it.
But yeah, you could. It's probably not like guarded very well.
No, not a lot of people are like, we need the DVD rights to this.
Yeah.
This is fucking important.
We're claiming this one.
Yeah. Netflix
has the
streaming
get the residuals.
Rights. Netflix doesn't even have the streaming rights. Netflix has nothing but garbage.
Garbage.
Mostly garbage.
I think it was only one season, too, from
Netflix
what I could tell.
All of the Star Trek series.
So somehow Dharma and Greg made it 5 seasons, but Homeboys in Outer Space did not.
No.
Probably they blew their budget on all the... Yeah, you know what? No one wants to watch shows with black leads. This is more proof of institutional racism.
That's true.
I agree.
Everyone watched Dharma and Greg. Meanwhile, Homeboys in Outer Space.
How many people were in Dharma and black... of people of color were in Dharma and Grace? Probably not a fucking lot.
That's right.
I have no idea.
Because wait a minute. Let's go back to it.
Homeboy
the,
Lives
the
Matter?
The black baby one was...
Dharma and Greg.
And it was
real?
Real?
That was real.
Okay,
that
so
was
black
real.
Baby
so
was
at least
real.
One black character.
Yeah. So it's likely that Dharma was going to reject a future astronaut, a future homeboy in space.
Also, I would like to point out that the Dharma and Greg episode actually was the show that had the absentee black father.
That's true. And it's like they're shocked. They're like, oh my God, this girl is having a biracial baby.
Out of wedlock.
Do you really think you're adopting a kid in America? Do you really think it's going to be a white baby?
Like, how many?
Like, what are your odds?
White people are like, let's put it up for adoption.
Yeah.
Oh, who was it?
I feel like your odds are low.
Who was it that wrote that book? Like, they wrote the essay about like the fate, like the doll babies they had in the Macy's.
There's someone who wrote
an essay about having all these fake doll babies in a big department store, and like her job was to sort of play, like pretend to be a nurse, I guess.
Did she mix and match all the different colored doll babies?
Right. Well, no. It's like then some, like the little girl would come in and for Christmas she would get to adopt this baby and it would come with certificates and things like that.
Oh, did nobody want to adopt the little black dolls?
No, nobody did.
That's awful.
Like nobody would, like she'd sort of hold it up for the little black dolls. And like the little black dolls would come up and the parents would be like, well, we kind of want one that looks like our daughter.
Not Lakeisha there.
Right.
Mm. We're not homeboys in space. No.
All those future astronauts were left alone to get some mediocre white people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to say about that. Okay, here's a hot button issue.
Oh, yeah.
You're about to be a father.
I am.
Let's say
that's
you
a
were
issue.
A father. You go to the mall. You're in line to see Santa.
Okay.
And the line splits halfway through.
Is it like a rabbi on one side and we're going to go Jewish?
Blacks on one side, white.
Black Santa or white Santa? And they're just like alternating. And so as you get closer, you're like, we're headed down Black Santa Lane.
Oh, I would want to do Black Santa.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like my Santa. Yeah, my daughter could. I mean, listen, she's going to be exposed to fucking white Santa 99% of the time. 100 if we don't see Black Santa.
Right.
So why not have her be exposed to Black Santa? And then if she says, Santa's black? Well, first of all, that'd be tough, I guess, because then I could be like, yes.
That would be pretty
hilarious.
This is the thing. It's not because there's something wrong with Black Santa, but then how do you maintain the Santa myth? You would then have to get like all Black Santa Christmas decorations.
I don't know
if those exist.
I'm going to do the same parent thing that you always do. That was a helper. That was Santa's black helper.
That was his.
That's somehow even helper. Worse.
Awful helper.
I'd rather just say that's the real Santa and all the white people are the helpers.
That's fair. You could do that. But so, yeah, it is fun that I was like first immediately like, yeah, let's have her do Black Santa. And I was like, oh, God, I have to explain this shit.
The problem is
too real.
The Black Santa. It's maintaining the lie.
Well, that's yes. The problem is lying to my daughter and being like, Sarah and I talked about not lying about that at first.
About Santa?
Well, Santa and fucking Tooth Fairy and God. Making up that kind of bullshit to be like, oh, all these things.
All the craft, Tooth Fairy, God.
Well, seriously. But then I was like, nah. I mean, well, it's fun when you're a kid, right?
Santa, yes. Tooth Fairy, medium. God, no.
Fair enough. Because God's mad. He watches you when you masturbate.
Yeah, that's just to keep you
from doing
bad
stuff. Well,
the Tooth
Fairy is that thing that'll be around. Like that. You won't have to worry about that because once they lose all their baby teeth, then Tooth Fairy doesn't come back anymore.
And Easter Bunny's fun. I remember like an Easter Bunny because the eggs, finding the eggs that he hid.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about a black Easter Bunny? That's fine.
Yeah, I don't know what color the Easter Bunny is.
I mean,
supposed
there's already like black rabbits.
What
so
color is?
Usually like gray, but
I don't know that there has to be a color.
I mean, there's those kind of like,
I don't see color.
I mean, every bunny I see is brown. Every single one that I see outside, I've never seen a like
white or black,
a white or a gray or a black
I don't
one.
Think I've seen like pure white or pure
only
black
at, like the
bunny.
Pet
there's
store.
Some like dark brown or black rabbits.
That's because rabbits aren't racist, so
at
they
the
fuck each
store.
Other and they're all brown.
And they just all mix in a beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of boring.
Rabbits.
A kind of boring color.
So, okay.
Which is really what will happen.
They're fairly drab.
What about a black Tooth Fairy?
See, I don't think I ever believed in the Tooth Fairy. Also, the Tooth Fairy, it's not like you're going, and someone's got like a huge decoration on their lawn.
That's not as big of a deal.
Yeah.
So your parents, your mom didn't do Tooth Fairy big?
I don't even remember.
I think she did it for a little while, but like, I think, it died pretty quickly.
Did your dad ruin Santa for both of you guys?
No, our mom did.
Our mom, yeah.
Well, we both knew by the time.
Yeah.
It was like, you heard at school or whatever. Yeah. And
that is how the first, like your friend, the kid who knows, they're like, Santa's not real, And then you're like, what?
But I think I was in like first grade and didn't believe in it by then.
Right.
So
you were already a cynical bastard as a first grader.
Kinda
Peter's smoking a fucking cigarette. He's like, Santa's fucking dead.
It just didn't seem very
Santa's
realistic.
Dead and so will all of us someday.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed too unrealistic.
Yeah.
And like also by the time you're in first grade, you're like, I feel like if there was anything magical to be seen in the world, I would have seen some indication of that by now.
Like,
and I
some
have not.
Magical thing would exist.
What about Black God, then?
I didn't believe in God, really.
Okay.
I believed in hell.
What if he was black? Really? You believed in hell, but not God?
I think I was afraid of hell.
Well, that's just weird. Because didn't God make hell in most of these stories?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that stories? He kind of like, Peter kind of had this thing cobbled together where hell seemed real.
We never went to church.
That's fair. So you kind of got it through like TV.
I had an idea.
And like,
yeah.
Right.
That's fair. I went to church until
I
was 11.
He experienced school, so that's, you know, how he knew hell was real.
Ugh. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. The fucking clock going backwards.
For real.
I actually really still equate bad days at work to school when the fucking time just is going backwards, when you're just sitting there watching the clock. It's like 9:45 and you're like, I don't want to fucking be here. My life sucks. I hate you all.
School is the worst.
Yeah.
School was worse than having to make a racial choice about Santa.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah. Black Santa over school any day.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe like when, well, yeah. How do you maintain the Santa myth?
I mean,
with Black Santa,
you just say he's
do you like color in a bunch of.
You just have to be really selective with
would
your Christmas decorations.
Would it be wrong to buy Christmas decorations and then color them in?
Make it blackface Santa everywhere.
Well, kind of, like, but like for you know, you're trying to be like.
Are you making them a caricature with like big lips?
You're painting them with coal, then yes, that's a problem.
Yeah. But if you're just like,
I don't know.
You've made all of these blackface caricatures and put them on your lawn.
He's not driving like Mammy a giant and, chicken bucket or something. He's just like, he looks exactly the same, just tanner.
I call him Santa or something.
Not some ridiculous Santa, just kind of a darker shade of Santa.
No.
Maybe just even like a little more ambiguous, you know? You're like,
maybe he's
Indian.
Be
something.
Curlier hair?
Maybe. Well, he has curly hair.
Not, I mean, like really curly hair.
Like dreads. Like an afro or something?
That'd be awesome. An afroed Santa? Cool.
I was thinking maybe more. I would. Why do I want my Santa to be Jerry Curl Santa?
What'd he have? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You know what they need to do?
He'd have a hoopty instead of. He'd have 9 hoopties.
What they
on
need
Caddy,
to.
On Lincoln. On Benz and on Beamer.
They need to update Santa to be more like Galactus, where they're like, Santa appears to you in such a way that your mind can comprehend it.
Yeah, that's
so
perfect.
Maybe sometimes he's black.
Right.
Maybe sometimes he's white. Maybe sometimes.
What if he's a woman, Peter? A woman.
Okay, let's not get crazy.
Nuts.
That's why there's Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
Who appears to you as whatever your mind comprehends, but a woman.
Yeah, but with huge cans.
Yep, she's got to be a big old titted old woman.
So would you believe in Black Galactus?
Well, Galactus? Yeah, I guess so.
There is a show with Black Galactus.
Well, is it Blacktus or Galactus?
Are we asking the same question? I don't think we are.
And what show has Black Galactus?
Minority Team.
Have I seen
Well,
Minority?
That's not, canon.
Yeah,
that was very brief.
But, I never thought Galactus was white because he's not human.
You can kind of see, like, his
Well, when
chin.
They show him when he was Galen, he was white, though.
Yeah, that's true.
So, racist fuckers.
Well, like, Silver Surfer, I mean...
He was white when he was Norrin Red.
He's white, but he's from a different planet, so that's not really the same thing, is it?
Well, it depends on if there's only white people on those planets.
Yeah, it's kind of that thing where it's
what
weird
if they
that
have
like,
only
the Marvel
white people?
Universe doesn't encounter very many black people in space.
No, and if anybody that was black in the Marvel Universe started with black. Black Goliath, Black Panther.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so you knew.
Mm-hmm. You're like, don't be confused, kids.
When they're like, which Goliath?
Black Goliath. Black Goliath. How about like wife-beating Goliath? You know, I mean, that seems like a fair name to put on, mm-hmm. like domestic abuser Goliath, mm-hmm. and he can just be regular Goliath.
That's Dr. Henry Pym to you.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were making a joke about... Okay, never mind.
He was making a comic joke, not a black person.
Yeah, that's what I was like, wow, that's... You took it far. Yeah. Welfare Goliath. And I was like, But you were going a different route.
Yep.
No.
Bad credit, Goliath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goliath was a wife beater.
He was.
He really did it.
They left that out
he
of
did
the
it
recent
all.
Captain America movie.
You know what? He was a pioneer.
That's true. Well, that's because it's a different... It's
different and, continuity.
Yeah, it's not Hank Pym. Well, it's Scott Lang.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be... That wouldn't work, would it?
I don't have Hank Pym. Oh, I guess they do. Hank Pym's the old one.
Yeah.
You're right. And then his wife
Michael Douglas.
Died. Yeah. You're right. He killed her. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
I thought she just shrank until she went away.
Well, Peter, that's what Hank wants you to think. He fucking beat her to death.
Just strangled her in a broom closet.
He shrank a lot to get away from him.
And then Hope, was that the daughter's name?
Probably.
Yeah. He was like, Destiny. Oh, your wife disappeared. I mean, your mom disappeared. Sorry.
Oh, shoot.
She shrank real tiny.
I don't want the same thing to happen to you, so right. Do not piss me off. Because that's what happens.
You shrink.
When you get lippy, mad, you and shrink you shrink. And disappear.
You'll disappear to the same place as your mom and all of your dogs.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, really, if you were Ant-Man, you could murder anyone. Because if you ever wanted to hide a dead body, you just shrink it down to like atom size and just throw it on the floor.
You don't have to hide it anywhere. You're right.
Just put it on the floor.
He has a closet full of, he's got a room full of dead bodies and you can't even see them.
Yeah. And like they could bring in dogs to sniff around and they might smell it, but they'd never turn up a corpse.
They would get inhaled into the dog's nose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The dog would eat it.
Yeah.
Sick fucking dogs.
See?
I love it.
Yeah. Ant-Man's the perfect murderer.
Yep. Yeah.
Or he's like, if you needed the wolf. Like yeah, Harvey Keitel from that movie.
Oh, I was like, Lobo? You don't have to be racist.
No. Not the last Zarnian. The wolf. And Harvey he could just Keitel. Shrink the corpse, shrink the car that he got shot in, and then you're done.
Great. Yeah.
Just like, well, we're done.
Shrink the car.
Don't let anyone come
car,
in here
put
with
it in the trash bin. Mm-hmm. You're good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't let a guy come in with that Rick Moranis headset that he used to try and find the kids and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
The rebigulator.
Is that real?
It should be.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it could just be bigulator, but I guess bigulator is just...
Well, if you shrunk
just,
something, you need to turn it big
true.
Again. So
I guess bigulator is just aging. Yeah. Bigulator is time, the rebigulator. Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, I see, bigulator. Yeah, it sounds just like a vibrator to me.
The bigulator?
Yeah,
the
or the rebigulator.
The rebigulator has two prongs. Uh-huh.
That's two just enough many. I think we're done. Are we done?
Well, we've got our dildo product, so yes,
that was
I think
pretty
so.
Good. The rebigulator.
Well done. Well, we covered some controversy.
We did.
Ian won some games.
I won twice.
Jesus, you son of a bitch.
And we learned about homeboys in outer space.
That's right.
So go out and support your local homeboys in outer space.
Watch them on YouTube and buy stuff from the ads.
Sure.
Yeah.
And until next time, we're homeboys.
It's space. Not in space. For one another, there's no mission that's too